promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320lovechannel.com.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle was the owner of the Cirrus SR-20 series airplane that crashed into a building on Manhattan's East Side. He was a low-time pilot, got his license just last year, and now he's gone. Mayor Mike Bloomberg says there was a flight instructor in the plane as well.
What we do know about the passengers is that one was a flight instructor and another one was a student pilot who we think had about 75 hours of experience.
The radar track suggests a flight around the Statue of Liberty before flying up the East River, circles around the lady. That's what pilots call it. WCBS reporter Tim Sheld.
Corey Lytle was so upset at the loss 2 days ago that he spoke to reporters when he was cleaning out his locker. And he was one of the ones that was heavily quoted 2 days ago about how the team lost. And some of his quotes he felt were taken out of context.
Initial fears of possible terrorism dispelled immediately. And the latest from the medical examiner's office is there are two deaths in the incident, both in the airplane. NTSB investigators have arrived to begin their investigation, but since they haven't seen what's left yet, they haven't come to any conclusions yet. President Bush says the U.N. has to get tough with North Korea now, but the U.S. will not go it alone.
No, we won't attack North Korea.
U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan.
I believe that U.S. and North Korea should talk.
President Bush told reporters his administration's been criticized in the past for going it alone without international consensus. Now, people are critical for wanting to involve other nations and say he must. Adam Gadan, indicted for treason, an English-speaking spokesman for terrorists seen on Arab television.
Although Adam Gadan is not charged with plotting terrorist attacks, the Justice Department maintains an indictment for treason is appropriate because the 28-year-old Californian betrayed the United States by acting as a spokesman and translator for al-Qaeda. The indictment is based on threats Gadan has seen making in 5 videotapes that have been shown around the world since 2004. The treason charge could lead to the death penalty if Gadan is ever captured.
That's CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis. General George Casey says the estimate that 650,000 Iraqi civilians have died in fighting there.
That 650,000 number seems way, way beyond any number that I have seen. I've not seen a number higher than 50,000. And so I don't give that much credibility at all.
The statisticians came up with their huge number by projecting a ratio of homes to one group of known deaths, then extrapolating it all across the nation. If you have a cleaning product called Fabuloso, keep it away from kids. Emergency physicians say it looks like a soft drink, smells fruity, and tastes bland. Kids drink it without realizing it's a cleaning agent. Not deadly, but not much fun either. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 15 points today to close at 11,852. NASDAQ off 7. Oil prices, $57.59 a barrel, down 93 cents. This is CBS News.
Save now at Goodyear. Get up to a $40 mail-in cash card with a purchase of a set of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. And ask your retailer about special financing options when you use your Goodyear credit card. Plus, save big on selected Goodyear tires. Offers end October 28, 2006. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for your mail-in form and complete details. Certain restrictions apply. For the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
We were looking for a home.
CaldwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. CaldwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Student protest at Gallaudet University in Washington has shut it down.
Negotiations that had been set for this morning between student leaders and the administration broke down before they ever really got started.
This is no longer a protest. This is a revolution.
The students are still blocking the entrances to the school in protest of the new president, Jane Fernandez, whom they say does not represent enough diversity on campus. The protest has halted classes inside the campus, but near the side gate, several professors.
As you see right now, there's a class going on through the fence.
A spokesman for the school says it's not likely that Fernandez will come out and speak to the students. Hank Silverberg for CBS News, Washington.
Trying to keep dog at home. Dwayne Chapman is the golden-maned bounty hunter with the hit cable show, and he calls himself Dog. Mexico wants to clap him in irons for going there to bring back a fugitive. Mexico outlaws bounty hunting. 29 members of Congress have asked Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to deny extradition of Chapman to Mexico. Harley.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I guess we ought to begin. There's so much going on. Well, first of all, let me just let you know that we're going to be joined in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, by one of our favorites, Elaine Petrocelli. She runs probably one of the finest independent bookstores in the country, maybe the finest. It's called Book Passage. There's a branch in San Francisco in the Ferry Building, but it is in Marin County, the original, and it's in Corte Madera. And they have all kinds of things going on, and we're going to be talking about books and fall books and the various people who are going to be in and out of Book Passage and authors and all kinds of stuff, and that happens in the next hour. Right now, I want to let you know, first of all, that you are going to be able to listen to or access the debate tonight between Charlie Brown and Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, and you will be able to do that with our television partner, News10.net. News10.net. So www.news10.net. So on the net, you will be able to hear the debate. And I don't know how that plays out exactly, whether you hear it, whether you see it. But in any event, that's, and it starts at 7:30 tonight. So I believe it's going to go from 7:30 to 9:30. And I'll give you more details about that. What's happening right now is, of course, the big story, and cable is all over it. And that is that Corey Lytle's plane crashed into a Manhattan high-rise. Two people were killed in the plane, and I think it was two people killed also in the high rise, because it just there's a fire going on. Corey Lytle felt terrible. It has been reported about not doing well in the game that lost the Yankees their opportunity in the one of the playoffs that lost the Yankees their opportunity to go forward. So I don't, you know, who knows what was going on there. It is not terrorism, which was everybody's first thought, I guess. But here's my thought about this. You can't turn on any of the news networks. You can't turn on anything without all this coverage of the plane crashing into a Manhattan high-rise. So any other news has gone by the boards. And this is what cable does. I mean, we like watching cable. We like having that access. But the minute there's this kind of a story, it's like nothing else ever existed. And you know, there's only so long you can go with a story like this. If you have thoughts about that, I'd like to hear from you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Always toll-free. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Remember, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7. One of the things we talked about yesterday, and I had an email from one of you, so I want to amend my thought about this. I was talking about the chicken hawks who are in favor of the war, and I was calling them war whores. And one of you called in to say, why don't you call them war pimps? That's really better. It's a more accurate name. They won't engage in the dirty deed themselves. They're just sponsors of it, and they want a major cut of any profits involved. So they're war pimps. Well, maybe they're war whores too, but war pimps is pretty good. So all right, I'm amending that, and that comes from Tom. Tom, thank you very much for that. Want to talk about something I mentioned yesterday, which is that Richard Pombo has been linked with Jack Abramoff in a more public way. Pombo has denied any association with Abramoff, but according to documents that have been unearthed, in fact, there has been an association, and it has been an ongoing association. And listen to this. The Modesto Bee, the sister publication to the Sacramento Bee, a paper that has consistently endorsed Incumbent Republican Richard Pombo switched this year, and has endorsed Democratic challenger Jerry McNerney. The editorial roasts Pombo. So Pombo's in trouble, and that's why Dickey was in town recently. He was in town because Deep Doo Doo's in trouble, and Pombo's in trouble. Mumbo Pombo. Here's what the Beast said. We can no longer embrace a politician who appears to put special interests ahead of the interests of his district. It is also troubling that one watchdog group listed Pombo among Washington's 20 most corrupt representatives. And Doolittle's on that list also, by the way. And it ties him to the problems with Republicans nationally in striking language. This, like any election with an incumbent, is a referendum. He is at the diseased heart of the quid pro quo process that defines Washington politics today. So this is, they're talking about Richard Pombo. To send him back to the Capitol endorses a system we can no longer tolerate. Then the B goes after him on his extreme views. And while his strident environmental views have caused us concern in the past, writes the Modesto B, the idea he floated this past term about selling off parks was over the top. It's just one of many such ideas. In contrast, we admire McNerney's more practical approach. Pombo got headlines by trying to gut the Endangered Species Act, but his plan went nowhere. McNerney suggests negotiating changes to the act while preserving its goals. If you prefer the politics of extremes, if you're okay with selling off national parks, if backroom deal making and tainted money suit you, if you embrace an out-of-balance budgets and the concentration of wealth, Pombo is your man. But, writes the Modesto Bee, he is no longer ours. So, this is amazing, and McNerney's momentum continues. The Modesto Bee, which has always endorsed Pombo, has now endorsed his challenger, and that's Jerry McNerney. If you have any thoughts about it, if you're in that district, if you've been working on behalf of that campaign, McNerney's campaign, I'd love to hear from you, 349-1320. If you're a Pombo Mambo and you're really upset about this, we'd like to hear from you as well, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. As I said, Charlie Brown, Charlie was on Al Franken's show today. Did you hear that? I was listening to him. I think, I want to say it was in the 11 o'clock hour. I think it was, because I was coming back from my Japanese flower arranging class. Ikebana. Yes, your goddess is trying to learn how to be a Japanese flower arranger with no success whatsoever in the cards, but we're trying. You know, I was just thinking about how poorly I do in most classes I take. The only classes that I do decently in are the ones that, you know, where you get to think thoughts. You know, then I'm okay. But if I have to use, you know, my physical dexterity, if I have to, you know, do something with my hands, if I have to visualize space, which I am lacking in that gene. There are some people that have that gene, and I do not, so it's affecting my flower arrangings, my Ikebana skills. But in any event, if I have to do that, I'm kind of all thumbs. I have to. Your goddess is kind of all thumbs. So Charlie Brown was on Al Franken, and guess what? I'll give you the details now of the Doolittle and Brown debate tonight. It is meant to cover a very narrow area, and Starstream Communications only covers, I think, and not everybody, but residents who live in the Rockland, Granite Bay, Penryn, Newcastle, Loomis, Lincoln, Auburn, Colfax, Pinebrook, and Lakeside areas. So if you're in those areas, you will, and you have Starstream cable, I guess, you'll be able to pick it up. If not, here's what you want to do. You want to, it's being streamed live by our television partner, Channel 10. And the way you access that is, I just had it up on my screen. Lauren, what is it? Channel10.com? Give me the web address again for the debate. Oh, there it is. News10.net. News10.net. That's good. Okay. Mary in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Welcome.
I was listening to the radio on my way back from lunch today, and at 1:05 there was a pro Doolittle ad on, and I just wondered if you had any comment about that.
Well, Mary, are you listening to Enid Live as regularly as you should be?
I do work. Actually, I'm sitting in my car from work. Right now.
Okay, well, because we've talked about it a lot. Here's the story. The reason that the FCC requires that if we take ads from, say, Charlie Brown, we've got to take them from everybody. Uh-huh. If we take political ads. that is to say. And Doolittle is a campaign, which we were very surprised that they were running ads on our air, are targeting the radio stations that are carrying Charlie Brown's ads. So every station that is carrying Charlie Brown's commercials, radio commercials, the Doolittle campaign has bought time on those radio stations. So we're thrilled. I mean, you know, they're hurling money at us, and we get to diss Doolittle in the process. But it is an FCC thing. It's nothing that we have any control over.
Okay, I understand the balance.
Yeah, but we can talk about it. Now, were you thinking that we had, now, were you getting upset about it?
I was when I first heard it, because... Well, I hate the ad for one thing, but the other is...
Well, I think, I'll tell you what I think is really interesting about that ad. Remember, there's no such thing as bad publicity. He mentions Charlie Brown as often as Charlie Brown is mentioned as often in that ad as Doolittle is.
Uh-huh.
So in effect, you can say this is an ad for Charlie Brown, but go ahead.
Well, that was just it. You know, it's like hearing this ad, and I thought, oh, my God. You know, but then I thought, well, on the other hand, I guess if he wants to spend his money and know that the audience is going, yeah, right, like we listen to him.
Well, don't you think it's interesting? I mean, why would they want to put money? Why would they want to take some of their campaign money? Of course, he's awash in it. But why would they want to put it on a radio station that would be sort of a hostile radio station to a guy like Doolittle? It almost defies, I'm trying to think of the advertising logic in it.
Well, is he a logical person?
Yes, in case there is any. All right, well, I hope we solve that mystery for you, and you can't miss any of Enid Live, or you'll miss everything. But yeah. We thank you for calling. I know you have to work, but hey.
Yeah.
What the hey. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Does that answer the question? Because I'm still getting emails about it, and I'm still getting phone calls about it. That's why Doolittle, and we're thrilled. You know, hey, we're happy to take his money and diss him in the process. But they are going to be facing off tonight. Doolittle, I probably will be the only debate, in a debate that's certain to set the tone for the remaining weeks of the 4th Congressional District Battle. This, according to the Bee, it's going to be a two-hour debate. It starts at 7:30, and again, News 10, and the numbers, news10.net. Doolittle and Brown have been locked in a furious battle. For the seat that Doolittle Deep Doo Doo has held since 1991. He's way beyond his sell-by date. He is beginning to smell. The worm has turned, and so has the odor. Brown is charging hard, they're saying. Doolittle on Tuesday acknowledged the importance of the Republican vote in the race, particularly after the scandal over Mark Foley that erupted in the House leadership over whether it sought to cover up those lurid electronic exchanges with male pages. And by the way, there's more on that. He was groping some of these male pages, I guess. A little tushy action, you know, behind closed doors on the floor. But I'll get to that. Doolittle is secretary of the House Republican Conference and as such is part of the leadership team. Republicans are worried that fallout over the Foley scandal will keep supporters at home on November 7th, potentially giving Democrats an edge in tight races. Well, I just think this is getting so interesting. So you have publications like the Modesto Bee endorsing Pombo's challenger, Jerry McNerney, and you have the Sacramento Bee endorsing Charlie Brown over Deep Doolittle, or Do Nothing, as some of you like to call him. And you can listen to the debate tonight, which I think ought to be very wonderful theater. And again, news10.net. Are you going to be listening? 349-1320. You can get it online. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. And if you have any thoughts for Charlie Brown on the debate tonight, I'm sure he would like to have them, so you might show them with us as well. Also, in the wake of the Foley scandal, there's another California House seat in reach. It is being reported. Now, this is just from a small Calaveras County publication. They think that Durston has a shot at Dan Lundgren. Now, we would love nothing better than for Bill Durston to win, but the Bee endorsed Lundgren. Do you think that Bill Durston really has a shot at this? And, oh, God, don't get me started. More on Angelides. Schwartzy's got an invitation to go to on the Tonight Show. The Angelides campaign is really upset about it because they think it's not equal time, and yet there is no equal time provision anymore. And the Tonight Show calls itself an entertainment show. It's not part of the news division. We'll get there. No candidate for U.S. Congress could possibly be farther from the low standard set by Mark Foley's behavior and the apparent cover-up by Speaker Hastert. This is from a Calaveras County publication. But anyway, they're talking about how Bill Durston really has a shot in taking the House seat from Dan Lundgren. But does he? I hope he does. I really, really hope that he does. And I know he's got strong and passionate supporters, as Charlie does. But is he going to be taking the House? Do you think that Lundgren is vulnerable? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. As a practical matter, do you believe that Lundgren is vulnerable, is my question. I'm Ina Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Thanks, Enid. I'm Michelle Shockley with your AM 1320 traffic from the left. And at this point in time, we have a few problems to pass along to you. Let's see. Rough and Ready Highway at North Ponderosa Way. It looks like we had a bit of a problem there with a truck and a water truck colliding. They are still blocking the lanes. And 3 to 4 bags of leaves are in the roadway north on I-5 at Phoenix Avenue. Also, if you're traveling on 65th at Riosa Road, that's up in the Auburn area, look out, we still have an overturned gravel truck that's partially blocking the lanes. Well, it is going to be clear and cold tonight. Lows in the 50s overnight. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Right now we have 79 degrees and more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind f***ed America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And I want to just let you know that Jerry McNerney, who is the challenger, Richard Pombo's challenger, and who just received the endorsement of the Modesto B, will be joining Scott and Sims tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock on the morning retort. So keep it right here on AM 1320. You never know what's going to happen, but if you miss a little, you miss a lot. We're talking about a lot of different things. We are talking about the debate tonight, Doolittle and Charlie Brown. Probably the only debate they're going to have. It's going to be streaming live on news10.net if you're not in the Starstream viewing area. So you can get it online, and I'm sure it's going to be worth it'll be delicious theater in the same way I thought that the gubernatorial debate was. So here you have Richard Pombo, who was not endorsed by the Modesto B. They switched for the first time, and they are endorsing Jerry McNerney, who will be on the Morning Retort tomorrow morning with Scott and Sims. Phil Angelides, Steve Wesley. Well, those of you who have been Wesley supporters, and I know I have a lot of you listening, where has Steve Wesley been? Why hasn't he been involved? Was he so turned off? Was he, because he lost, was it too difficult in that challenging and bruising primary and spent, what is it, $30-35 million? Well, his mother-in-law is still working on an assembly line. Was it that Phil Angelides is difficult to work with, and so whatever help he was going to offer, it didn't work out somehow? Everybody felt dissed. I mean, I don't know. I'm just concocting these scenarios. But how come Steve Wesley hasn't been anywhere to be seen in the Angelides campaign? Not that Phil has been very visible either. Well, here's the big news. The big news is that with an election, you know what, roughly 4 weeks away, Schwartzy's getting a free publicity boost thanks to Jay Leno and The Tonight Show. He's going to be a guest on The Tonight Show. If Schwartzy had to pay for it, the 5 or 7 minutes of national television exposure on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno would probably cost Schwartzy several million dollars. Now, Democrats and Phil Angelides are going after Jay Leno for treating Schwartzy more like a celebrity than a politician, and they want equal time on The Tonight Show or nothing at all for Schwartzy. And I think they don't have a leg to stand on. There's no such thing anymore as the fairness doctrine, I don't think. So I don't think they can demand that if you're going to give a candidate this amount of time, you got to give another candidate that amount of time. And even if there were a fairness doctrine that obtained, The Tonight Show calls itself an entertainment show, not a news program. Representative Xavier, Becerra, who represents a large section of L.A. County, wrote a letter to the FCC asking it to act immediately if Schwartzy appears on the show. Becerra wrote, "Use of the broadcast spectrum is granted as a public trust. It is not to be used to favor certain candidates. Clearly, an appearance by a candidate on an entertainment program that reaches all of California's voters provides favorable treatment to that candidate. As this simmers, Angelita's backers are using a snippet from Schwartzy's 2003 appearance on The Tonight Show to label Schwartzy a hypocrite. Oh, is he a hypocrite? Really? The California Democratic Party has produced a voter mailing quoting mailer quoting Schwartz. He's saying, quote, I do not have to bow to any special interest. I have plenty of money. No one can pay me off. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I like that. Trust me. This, the check is in the mail. Trust me. Trust me. This will not make you pregnant. Trust me. Mm. So, anyway, the new brochure that Angelides is sending out features several newspaper clippings about Schwartz's campaign contributors and his fundraising. Now, for those of you who are very anti-Phil because you think that he was in bed with developers and housing got built on floodplains, you have not seen anything yet. Arnold's biggest contributors are the developers. And there was legislation that was on the table, which mysteriously got tabled, that would have prevented any development on these floodplains, and now suddenly it's all getting modified. So if that's your reason for holding your nose and voting for Schwartz, you got no leg to stand on. I mean, if you want to just say, look, I'm in love with him, it's not rational, then don't invoke this developer argument. I cannot tell you how many emails I've gotten from many of you listening that say, oh, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Schwartz because, you know, Phil was in bed with the developers. Well, Schwartz is not only in bed with the developers, he's pregnant by them. 349-1320, Eva in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eva.
I just wanted to touch base with you on the comment you were making about the equal airtime, that they don't have to offer that to...
I don't think they do anymore, but maybe I'm not right. Yes.
Well, I don't know whether they do or not. I didn't know whether... Is the radio regulated by the same entity or agency that the television...
The FCC, yes. And well, there used to be this whole... From the 30s, there was this phrase that these are the airwaves in the public interest, convenience, and necessity. Those were those three vaunted words that I think have pretty much gone by the boards or are on their way out. But anyhow, yes, why?
Okay. Well, I was... Because the earlier caller that had was calling you about the advertising from Doolittle, mm-hmm. where you were saying that you're required to allow Doolittle to advertise because of the fairness doctrine?
No, not because of the fairness doctrine. I don't think it's because of the fairness doctrine. I think it's something separate. But I'll do a little bit of research on it.
Okay.
All I know is it's political advertising. Fairness doctrine had to do with when you have, giving airtime to one candidate, not in terms of accepting your advertising. Because remember, in terms of running a candidate's advertising, it's whoever can pay for it.
Right.
So if a candidate has got no money to pay for advertising, and they don't come knocking on your door waving money in your face, we don't run any of their ads. Whereas if their challenger or their competitor has got tons of money, you will see an inequality there, and it will go by who can pay for what. Right. The political environment is such that I think that candidates get the lowest rate. I think that's the way it works. And news, what they're saying and how they're getting around it on The Tonight Show is that they're saying it's an entertainment program. So I don't know if news is bound by the fairness doctrine. My understanding is that it is not any longer. But in terms of political advertising, the FCC says if we take it from one, we've got to take it from everybody. So anybody who can pay for it, these are the airwaves in the public interest, convenience, and necessity. So you can't shut them down and say, we don't like you because you're mambo pombo, or you're deep doo-doo. Doolittle, we are not going to let you advertise. You can't do that.
Right. So as long as somebody's paying for it.
Yeah, they got to pay for it. See, that's right. But I think they get the lowest rates. But here's what I want to say. This is where you want to be able to have candidates. This is where all the dialing for dollars comes in. The moment you're elected, if you want to continue, and by the way, whether you're Democrat or Republican, you're expected to bring in money to the party. So you're constantly dialing for dollars the moment you get into Washington or the moment you take office. And part of the reason is that airtime and advertising is so expensive.
Right. Well, I just hope that the people in California don't have as short of memories as all of that. I mean, just go back to 2003. It wasn't that long ago. And think of all the promises he made and everything that he's done.
You know, forget it. Nobody wants to hear it. I went through his educational credentials yesterday, which are pretty skinny. This alleged MBA he says he's got, he doesn't have an MBA. He barely has an undergraduate degree. It's not from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's from Superior. And it's in gym management and fitness, not international economics. And he got a year's worth of credit for, quote, life experience. And many of his classes consisted of swimming and archery. So I'm asking you, does this make him Henry Kissinger exactly?
No, but you
and
know,
Phil went to Harvard, and nobody, and I don't know why Phil's campaign isn't going after Schwartzy for resume inflation. It's almost like they've collapsed, Phil's campaign.
Well, I agree, and I remember during the first debate of all of the candidates, and I remember Arnold saying that he was the only one up there that had signed both sides of the check. And nobody called him on the carpet that he was the only one on there that had filed bankruptcy and let the taxpayers bail out the company that went belly up in his Planet Hollywood. So he's also the only candidate that was running that's let the taxpayers pick up the tab.
Did Planet Hollywood go bankrupt?
Planet Hollywood filed bankruptcy.
Ooh, so he... I missed that.
I mean, I don't know whether it was a restructuring or what, but, you know, he's just...
So how is it? Yeah, see here. See, I think it's the same phenomenon that we're seeing with that we saw with George Bush. People liked him. It didn't matter that he was the least capable person who has come into the presidency in anybody's memory. He had virtually no very very tiny government experience. Being governor of Texas is almost like getting a pedicure. I mean, it doesn't require much, and it's a very weak kind of governorship. So he comes to it with virtually no experience, had hardly traveled anywhere. I don't know if he'd been to Europe. If he had, it maybe had only been one time. He'd only gone to China because his father was posted there for a time. So he knew nothing.
Right.
He didn't know a thing. He was not, and he was. He'd been mediocre his whole life.
Well, he still
and you have Arnold here, who went from being 6'2" to 5'10". I don't know how that happened. that penis pump must have run out of air.
Well, actually, I think we could ask Barry Bonds if he knows how Arnold did that.
Well, there are a whole class of steroids that are called Arnolds. I want you to know. Evi, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, Douglas in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Douglas.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I just wonder if anybody remembers the Bush-Kerry campaign. Remember when Bush went on Leno?
We prefer to forget that campaign, but yes.
And then the Kerry campaign arranged to be on Leno. And before Kerry ever showed up on stage on his motorcycle, he'd been sandbagged in advance by Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. What did the Insult Comic Dog do? Did he run for office and pretend to be Dickie?
No, he just he ran a whole string of insults about Kerry before he ever showed up.
Oh.
So the audience was prepared to laugh at Kerry by the time he got there.
Oh, that was that's terrible.
I want Phil's campaign to be wary of doing anything on Leno or pretty much anything on Channel 3, I guess.
Well, I can't, you know, can we be honest? Can we talk and don't say anything? Don't tell anybody I said this. But I can't see Phil being on The Tonight Show. It's an entertainment show. I mean, I just don't see the fit there. I mean, I'm sure he'd love to be on The Tonight Show, and he could certainly use the publicity. It's a national show, and it certainly has a big California presence. But can you see him being a guest on The Tonight Show?
I think he'd be sandbagged.
Well, forget being sandbagged. Just Douglas, forget the sandbag part. Can you see him being a guest? Can you see witty, sparkling, effervescent conversation? I mean, I think he's funny, and I think he knows the issues, but can you see him being a guest on The Tonight Show? Ooh, you're breathing hard, Douglas. That means you're thinking about it. Thinking. I think we all know what the answer is, unfortunately. But I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with our very own Michelle Shockley, who's in for the ailing Lisa West. Thank you so much, Michelle. We are delighted that you're with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Enid. I'm so glad to be here. I just hope that Montana and Lisa West feel better.
Yes, that would be two people or one.
Well, she's all of them.
Yes.
She's all that in a bag of chips, honey. And we have all that in a bag of chips happening on the roadway. Accident involving a truck, Rough and Ready Highway at North Ponderosa Way is still blocking the eastbound lane. Also, Watt Avenue at Northrop Avenue, look out for a crash there. Westbound 50 just before Bedford Avenue, there's a pickup truck that hit a motorcycle. Highway 99 is a slow ride between 12th Avenue and Florin Road, and eastbound 50 at Cameron Park Drive, look out for a vehicle that spun out. It's going to be cold and clear tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Currently 80 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I want to remind you, Elaine Petricelli from Book Passage is going to be joining us, and some wonderful tips about reading and authors and good writing and all kinds of booky things. And so we're going to be booky, you know, she's our favorite bookie, and we'll be talking to her in the next hour. We're talking right now about Schwarzenegger. It's going to appear on the Tonight Show, and I'm saying corrected. I don't know about the Fairness Doctrine. I think it's sort of evaporated, but there is still an equal time provision. However, it doesn't apply to a show like the Tonight Show, because the Tonight Show is considered news and entertainment, and when there's legitimate news, then any equal time provision is suspended. So Angelides really doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to the Tonight Show, and that was decided a long time ago. Fairness Doctrine evaporated in about the late 1980s, 1987. So what the Angelides campaign, they're hoping to get a shot on the Tonight Show and a shot in the arm at the same time. But I wanted to correct what I said. The equal time provision does exist. It's a little bit complicated as to what circumstances it exists. But on its news, when it's legitimate news and it's not simply a campaign appearance, then it's suspended. Now, I don't know if you can call Schwartz's appearance on an entertainment news show like the Tonight Show news, but I guess a long time ago the FCC decided that going on the Tonight Show is sort of news / entertainment, so that equal time provisions do not apply. That is the best understanding of it that I have. 3-4-9-13-20-866-620-613-20. Robin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I was listening about the Doolittle ad and how people were kind of up in arms about it on your station, but I thought the most interesting thing about the ad, if you listen closely, nowhere in it does Doolittle or any of his backers that are in the ad refute the charges that he was aware of the sexual slavery issue in the Marianas.
You are absolutely right about that. That's very perceptive of you. And in the ads that he's running, here's how he's making a case for himself. He's not saying, I accomplished A, B, C, and D. He's saying, Charlie Brown stands with Cindy Sheehan, Sean Penn. He's going to smear Charlie by invoking the people that they're going to put all those people on the same page. But he's never saying, this is what I did, or I refute the allegations made against me. He's just trying to smear Charlie. He's never saying his own good things. So I think you're absolutely right about that. What does that tell you, Robin?
Oh, it's a typical Republican strategy. They, rather than address an issue, they try and cloud it with a cloak of...
Yeah, Robin, you've got to have your radio off. So I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866. See, they trail off. They're listening to themselves on the radio. This is why you can't have your radio on when you call. First of all, there's a delay, so it drives all of us crazy. So here's the story. And let me add to what's going on. Additionally, on the Phil Angelides campaign, there is a breakfast that Willie Brown always has. And I'll tell you who will be there. Barbara Boxer's going to be there. Don Parada's going to be there. Bill Lockyer, Jerry Brown. By the way, Jerry Brown was just endorsed by the San Francisco Chronicle. They have endorsed him over Poochigian. And I'm a supporter of Jerry Brown's. I've always liked him. And we have worked together. But I just think he's great. And he always brings new thinking. And he's always, out of the box thinking. That would be a nice way of describing Jerry. Anyway, at this breakfast that Willie Brown hosts every year, here are some of the cast of characters who are going to be there. Barbara Boxer, Don Parada, Bill Lockyer, Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, Mayor of San Francisco, and even Schwartzy is going to show up. And guess who's not going to be there? Phil Angelides is not going to be at this breakfast. Willie says that he issued several invitations to the attention-starved Angelides, but was told the candidate couldn't make it. I even gave him first choice of what time he wanted to appear, and that was before I even called to invite the governor, Willie Brown said. Angelides spokesman Steve Maviglio said that Phil never got an invite. On the other hand, Phil and Willie aren't what you call the best of friends. First of all, there are the public comments that Willie Brown has been dropping about Phil, such as, not only has Phil not laid a glove on Arnold, he hasn't even gotten out of the locker room. I guess that's one thing that Willie has said. Calling Phil, quote, just a younger, glasses-wearing version of Gray Davis isn't exactly a Valentine either, according to Matiran Ross in the Chronicle. And, of course, there are Brown antics such as arranging for Schwartzy to be the keynote speaker at San Francisco's Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast in January, a move that infuriated fellow Democrats. And then there is the personal angle as well. When Willie was running for president of CalPERS a few years ago, Phil sided with his opponent, a move that Willie thinks cost him the job. So, Willie's breakfast, which is going to be at the Moscone Center, is being held on Friday the 13th. And I guess Phil won't be there, but Schwartzy might. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. George in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, George.
Hey, Enid. Two comments. One of them, the latter, funny. But, okay, Doolittle's ad says that, Charlie Brown is accusing him of sexual slavery. Yes, that's right, you know. And he repeats it again. Well, I don't know if Charlie, I never heard that ad, but I do know that on Doolittle's ad, he doesn't deny it.
Well, he wasn't actually, it would be hard to think of Doolittle as a sex slave or a sex slave or pimp. But
well,
he's certainly a political pimp. And he certainly supported all that unsavory stuff that was going on in the Northern Marianas because that was a client of Jack Abramoff's. So Doolittle, who calls himself anti-gambling, a Mormon, you know, when there's money involved, suddenly whatever his values are that he says, he trumpets that he has, really it all goes out the door, out the window, down the toilet, because he'd rather have the money than the values.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, under the subject of Congressman Hastert,
yes.
I got a new name for him. I know you've probably seen Austin Powers. Well, I think we should call Hastert Fat Hastert.
Fat Hastert.
Okay, that's
thank you, George. I appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid, the Wednesday pre-Charlie Brown Doolittle Debate edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley, whom you normally hear in the morning on the Morning Report with Scott and Sims, and who has jumped over to help us out today. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You are so sweet, Enid. I'm not used to this. Of course, you don't have to get used to
it. Well, I'm not used to being so sweet either.
Oh, man. Things are getting crazy out there on the roadways. If you're traveling up in the high country, rough and ready highway at North Ponderosa Way, look out for a water company truck that hit a minivan. They're still blocking the eastbound lanes, although a CHP officer is in the area. Watt Avenue at Blackfoot Way, we have a crash there. Also, look out south Watt Avenue, just south of Jackson Road, for a vehicle battery in the roadway. And northbound I-5 at Seamus Avenue, we still have 3 or 4 bags of leaves in the roadway. It's going to be crisp and cool tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Currently 80 on AM 1320. Second on his left channel.
Right now, but we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at
get the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. To Enid now.
349-1320. 356 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm just getting this from the Angelides campaign. I can't believe it. Listen to this. The Angelides for Governor campaign today sent a letter to station managers at each of California's 11 NBC affiliates demanding that they pull tonight's broadcast of The Tonight Show featuring Schwartzy and to halt promos for tonight's broadcast or to provide Treasure Angelides with equal time. In December of 2003, 32 NBC affiliates pulled an episode of Saturday Night Live that featured then-presidential candidate Al Sharpton due to equal time considerations. As you know, this is the letter. Here is the letter that is going out now to station managers. As you know, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is scheduled to appear this evening on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. As you're also aware, Schwartzy is a candidate for re-election, and his name will appear on the statewide ballot in 27 days. Thus far, NBC Network has refused to honor our campaign's request to provide Phil with equal time, as mandated by U.S. Code Title 47, Chapter 5, Subchapter 3, Part 1, states, and it goes on. Since the Network has refused to honor either of our requests, I hereby demand that your affiliate provide Phil Angelides with equal time if you carry Governor Schwarzenegger's appearance on The Tonight Show. You know what I think is going to happen? Nothing. I think NBC is going to blow him off. The congressman has filed a complaint. Congressman Becerra, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, has filed a complaint regarding Schwartzy's Tonight Show appearance with the FCC and so on. So they're citing the relevant statutes and
AM1320LeftChannel.com.
A baseball star dies when his small plane crashes into a New York building.
All of a sudden, it goes BOW! I run out the building, I look up and I see smoke, and everybody started screaming.
The president says he'll stick to diplomacy.
You know, we won't attack North Korea.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. On 10-11-2006, an event eerily reminiscent of 9-11-2001. This afternoon, a small plane flying over Manhattan slammed into a luxury high-rise condominium building, the Bel Air. This woman saw the plane in flight.
It was bobbling up and down, like going to the left and going to the right, and it did a little bit of a loop and was flying low, and it just crashed right into the Bel Air, just exploded.
With smoke and flames spewing from the windows of a tall building, CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts found the comparisons were unavoidable.
And then you think terrorists.
You think 9/11.
9/11, right away, and it was very scary.
It was the frightening similarities to September 11th that temporarily sent the Upper East Side of Manhattan into a panic. An aircraft had crashed into a high-rise building. The single-engine, four-seater Cirrus 20 aircraft was flying north over the East River when eyewitnesses say it made a sudden, hard turn and slammed high up into a 50-story condominium.
I'm on the 32nd floor, and a plane was coming west, and I saw him lose altitude, and the right wing dipped, and I said to the person I was on the phone with, why is this plane doing acrobatics in the middle of New York City?
Among the dead, New York Yankee pitcher Corey Lytle. It was his plane. Lytle had just earned his pilot's license about a year ago.
Sports reporter Chris Raggi, who covers the Yankees for WCBS-TV in New York, says Lytle seemed as committed to flying as he was to pitching.
It was something that he picked up after the end of the regular season with Philadelphia last year. He lives in California, was out west a lot and played out west and wanted to be able to navigate the southwest a lot easier and thought if he could fly as an avid golfer, he could get to places like Pebble Beach a lot quicker. So he really concentrated on the offseason on getting his pilot's license, and he did.
Lytle was flying with an instructor who also died. The episode triggered a Homeland Security response. Fighter jets were scrambled over several major American cities as a precaution. Now this.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now factory-authorized service event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more, all installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now factory-authorized service event ends soon.
Tomorrow at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says he'll formally introduce a new draft Security Council resolution on North Korea. President Bush, at a news conference today, said there should be serious repercussions for Pyongyang's nuclear test, and he rejected direct negotiations.
In explaining why he thinks it's better to deal with North Korea in talks that also include China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea, President Bush vented some frustration.
I can remember the time when it was said that the Bush administration goes it alone too often in the world, which I always thought was a bogus claim to begin with.
Mr. Bush used the Rose Garden session to reaffirm his commitment to diplomacy while calling for stiff U.N. sanctions. And again, he offered assurances that the U.S. has no intention of attacking North Korea. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
On Iraq, the president says he's willing to adjust the strategy but remains upbeat.
We're on the move. We're taking action. We're helping this young democracy succeed.
General Pete Schoomaker, the Army Chief of Staff, says things could change, but he's planning to keep the current level of troops in Iraq through 2010. That was quickly slapped down by Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
General Schoomaker and the Army does not set force levels in Iraq. They're not the ones who determine how many will be there and until what year they'll be there. That's a function of General Casey and General Abizaid reporting to me and to the President.
The site of last week's horror in Pennsylvania Dutch country will never be used again. The one-room Amish schoolhouse will be demolished tomorrow. You're listening to the CBS.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:05, 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. Uh-oh, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Looks like we better come here it is. That was our guest, but we'll have to. We're having apparently having a technical issue here. So, oh wait a minute. Here, there. Here it is. Lauren, right there. Okay. Oh, she's calling back. Elaine is calling right back. Good. Where were we? Oh, I'm yours until 7. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live KCTC, Enid at KCTC.com. And is a way you can email me, and the live stream is 1320. Leftchannel.com, and I want to remind you that you can. The debate is tonight, the Charlie Brown deep doo 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 little debate. Probably the only one that they're going to have is tonight, and it'll be on News10.net, www.news10.net. As soon as we correct our technical issues here, which means getting Elaine back up. We'll be joined by Elaine Petrocelli. Oh, there she is. Okay. Elaine, you're here.
I'm here.
Our favorite bookie is Elaine Petrocelli, and she has one of the finest bookstores, independent bookstores in America. It is called Book Passage. There are two branches of the main stores in Corte Madera in Marin County, and then there's a branch in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. And you are turning 30, not you, but the store. You're only 25, but the store is turning 30 on November the 5th. So congratulations to you. This is amazing.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're going to have a huge event. And who's going to be there? Isabel Allende?
We are having everyone. In the morning, we're having children's events with our wonderful storyteller, Christopher Smith, who comes every Sunday morning. And then we are having an event for a Green Eggs and Ham cookbook. And the author, George Ann Brennan, is going to come and serve food to the children from the Green Eggs and Ham cookbook. I cannot imagine what she'd be serving. And then at 2 o'clock, all of us are going to get together. About 30 authors are coming and other celebrities. And each of them is going to give us a 2-minute or less story of something that happened in a bookstore.
Oh, give us a flavor of who some of the authors are going to be.
Some of the authors are Isabel Allende is the host.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Tan will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Cruz Smith. Annie Lamott will be there.
These are all Marin County residents.
Well,
pretty
some
much.
Of them are from, those are. There'll also be some San Francisco people there, some people from the East Bay. Richard North Patterson, I just heard, would probably be there. So there's going to be a lot of the authors who come to Book Passage and use it as their bookstore.
Is there a charge for this?
No, it's free, but the entire day is a fundraiser for the Marin Literacy Project, so Book Passage will be donating 10% of... Oh, I'm sorry, there seems to be another call on the line. Hello?
No, we're here. We're still here.
Okay, I'm hearing another call. That's strange. But at any rate, 10% of the books that the folks who come by will go to the Marin Literacy Project, and that project works with adults who cannot read, of which there are 20,000 in Marin County alone.
Really?
Yeah, pretty shocking when you think of it.
Oh, if there are 20,000 in Marin County, there are many more in places like Sacramento, I'm guessing. Let me ask you, the reason we wanted to talk to you, because you're our favorite bookie, is to find out what books we should be looking at. And by the way, if any of you have questions for Elaine, book questions, author questions, recommendation questions, any kind of questions, 349-1320 is the number, or 866-626-1320. We're looking around for some good fall reading. What are you recommending?
Well, one book that I really enjoyed is by a prize-winning author, Alice McDermott. And she has written a novel called After This, which is a story of two women. One marries, the other doesn't. And what happens in their lives? She is the author of Charming Billy, a National Book Award-winning novel. But this one is absolutely wonderful as we see it over the years. The husband who wasn't the first choice and how that affects their lives, the children, the friendships. And by the way, Alice McDermott will be in Sacramento on November 18th. Book Passage co-sponsors a Kidney Foundation annual authors luncheon with six authors, and Alice is going to be one of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you're going to get me some information about this, and maybe
we can
talk to some of these authors and have them come into the studio if it's going to be possible.
Oh, I hope it will be. It's an $80 luncheon, but it is wonderful, and we do it every year at the Hyatt Regency. And they just do a great job.
And the money goes to support the National Kidney Foundation?
Yes, patient care.
Wonderful.
Education of patients.
Okay, that sounds okay. So as I get more information about that, I will pass that along.
Oh, that's wonderful. But Alice McDermott is just a delight. I can tell you about some other ones, too.
Please.
If someone is interested in a mystery, I just read one I loved. It's called Restless. It's by William Boyd, and it's set both in the present day and in the beginning of World War II, when the British were very concerned that the U.S. might not come into the war. And this was, of course, before Pearl Harbor. And I hadn't known, but I now know this is true, that there was a spy operation right in Rockefeller Center in New York. The British ran it, and its job was to put out as many things, true or false, that would make the American public want to get into the war.
So its job was to manipulate American public opinion.
Exactly.
And it was here, it was a British spy operation, and it was here, I assume, under, was there some government auspices, some government authorization that they would be here to do that?
In theory, they were journalists, and this incredible French woman was recruited to join this group, and she was recruited under false circumstances, but she joined it, and it's a story of what happened to her, and it's a real adventure. It's got a Day of the Jackal to it that's amazing.
So the book, again, is Restless by William Boyd.
William Boyd.
Okay.
Terrific book.
Okay. And what else do you recommend for us?
There's a book that I'm loving called The Janissary Tree, and it's set in the Ottoman Empire in Turkey. And during that time when Catherine the Great was in Russia wanting to get her hands on Turkey, and the Sultan had, of course, a harem. Many of the women in it had been captured in war. And he is waiting in his suite for a young woman to be brought to him for the first time. And when the eunuchs go to get her, it turns out she is dead. She's been murdered. And so one of the eunuchs is assigned to find out what happened. And so we follow him all over Constantinople, through all the alleys and in all the intrigues of the ambassadors as he's trying to solve the case. And the author, Jason Goodwin, is an expert on that period in Turkey. He actually teaches at Oxford, and I thought he was going to be terribly dry and boring, but instead it's fascinating.
The Janissary Tree.
Janissary, J-A-N-I-S-S-A-R-Y.
By Jason Goodwin.
Yes.
Oh, these are wonderful. This sounds like a wonderful selection. What else have you got for us?
Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen. This is an interesting book because the chain stores, when it first came out, didn't think it would be any good, and they bought very, very few copies, less than one per store. The independents loved it, and independent booksellers call each other and say, have you read this? And so we got all excited about it. And, of course, it's a problem with the chain stores because one person has to buy all the fiction for Barnes & Noble, and one person buys A to L for Borders, and another person buys all the fiction for the rest of the alphabet. So if that person makes a mistake, and if they weren't independent, you wouldn't have any books that you liked. But at any rate, this Water for Elephants, it starts out in the Depression, and a young man has been almost graduated from Cornell Veterinary School when his parents tragically are killed in a car accident. He goes home for the funeral and learns they mortgaged everything to send him to Cornell. He doesn't finish school and instead joins the circus. But he doesn't join Barnum and Bailey. He joins one of those really sleazy circuses that our grandparents might have told us about that went from small town to small town with all kinds of corruption and horrible things. And he is now 93 and he is telling us what happened. It's great fun.
And the book is Water for Elephants. And who is the author?
Sarah Gruen.
Yeah. Now, here's something. Talk to me about, first of all, what the impression I had when you and I last talked, and my guest, if you're joining us, is Elaine Petrocelli, and her independent bookstore is called Book Passage. I got a very strong sense that it's this network, this back channel of independent booksellers, some of them quite prominent, you, Joyce Meskis of the Tattered Cover in Denver and so on, that are really people who help to hand sell certain books, that really help to get those books going and get those books really noticed. Now, some books everybody knows are going to be, some of those books are going to be blockbusters, but for the books that start out quietly, you play an important role. So tell us about how that comes to pass.
As I was saying about the one buyer for the whole country for a chain store, each independent bookstore's buyers are different. And so Joyce may love a book that I don't buy, and after she reads it, she might call me up and say, did you read this book? If you haven't, you better read it. And I believe her, and I go home and I read it. So we do talk to one another and often support books that nobody would have supported.
Give me an example of a book, Elaine, that might not have had a success had people like you and Joyce Meskis of the Tattered Cover gotten behind, if you hadn't gotten behind it.
One of them is The Magnificent Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. That was originally published. I think I heard there were 2,000 copies published because chain stores didn't care about it. The independents loved it.
When chain stores are making a decision, mm-hmm. They're clearly not reading and loving the literature the way an independent bookstore owner might be doing. So how do they make the decision? They make the decision on the amount of advertising dollars that are going to be spent on a book, how much a publisher will spend to have the book placed in some prominent location in the bookstore. How are they making these decisions?
All of those come into play. And how much someone will pay to put the book up front is a very big deal.
Does that happen in an independent bookstore as
well?
Not
in my store.
It does not. So no. They can't pay for a prominent prominent play in your store, a prominent location in your store.
No, our staff puts the books that are loved by the staff in the prominent places. And we do put in front the books by authors who are coming to the store, but they are chosen because we like them. So it's a very...
All right, so for people who aren't aware of this, product placement in bookstores...
Oh, it's a big thing.
Tell us how that works. You go into, I know that, for example, in the checkout lines at the supermarket, they always put the things that they hope will be an impulse purchase, all the gooey things and sweet things and candy bars and this and that and the other, hoping that while you're waiting in the line, you'll pick one up and throw it in with your order. What happens in a bookstore? How are they going to try and rope you in?
Well, for me, it's what we like, and what we're doing and the events we're having. In the chain stores, it is real estate, and publishers pay as much as $20,000 a week per market, and there are many markets, to have books put in the front. So perhaps You walk in and it looks like the best book in the world because it's in front, but you need to know that that was paid for.
Do you have an example of a book that might be in front right now?
I haven't been in a chain store right now. I try not to go in. But the other day I was talking to an author, and she had a children's book that she published herself, and she told me that Borders required her to pay $3,500 in order for her book to be put on a table. And then when it was all over, she got most of the books back.
So they did not.
And they were damaged, so she couldn't sell them again.
Oh.
Another thing to keep in mind is damaged books, but independent bookstores return, books are returnable to publishers if they're in perfect condition and they don't sell. And independent stores return very few because we try to buy carefully. Chain stores return over 80% of what they buy. And those books are not put back into circulation. With very rare exceptions, they are shredded.
Why? If they go back to the publisher and they're in decent shape, why are they shredded?
Well, first of all, they're usually not in decent shape because they're not packed carefully. But usually they go back right after the publisher has reprinted because they think they're out of them, or the book is now not sellable because it's, you know, the time, its time has passed and it's out in paperback, or all kinds of reasons. Very rarely does the publisher use those books again.
Why don't they go to Daedalus or places like that? Or, you know, a while back in the Wall Street Journal, I think, I saw a story on how prisoners who are incarcerated forever in places that have nothing to read were writing letters, you know, baleful letters to publishers and anybody they could, whose attention they could get, to, mm-hmm. Would they please send some books? And I've, you know, they're all, if you go to any thrift store, the Salvation Army, these places are awash in books, far more books than they can sell. I'm talking used books, paperbacks, mm-hmm. and so forth. And I would love to see some organized effort to get books into prisons, into places where they need books.
Well, we send books to them. We have a used book department at Book Passage that is a fundraiser for hospice. And the public donates books to hospice, and we sell them for them, and then the money goes to patient care. Sometimes they get too many copies of the same book, and they know that it would take a year or two to sell all the copies they have, and so we donate them to the prisons. The prisons will not accept hardback books, however. I don't know.
Because they could be used as a weapon?
I have no idea what it is. But we do send books, and they do hopefully get there. And we also give them to the sheriff's department. The sheriff's departments have a better way of getting books into the jails. It's easier in the jails than the prisons. But and books do get what we call remaindered. That would be the books you see on sale tables.
Right.
But the chains send back so many that they can't even remainder them all. They might remainder the ones I send back. But when you get four truckloads of the same title, you don't do that.
So you just shred them.
That's what they do.
Wow.
It's an ecological disaster.
Well, and I think, and a literary one, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a shame that they can't find, they're third world countries. There are people that are starving for books, and I guess it costs money to ship them, but it would be nice if some kind of a clearinghouse were in play here, so that when these excess of books come in, there's a place for them, and then there's a way to pay for it.
You're right, but part of it is the way the system works, because the publishers have tied the promotional money that they give these chains to the number of copies that they purchase, and therefore they overpurchase and then...
I see. Wait. So not only are the publishers paying for placement, mm-hmm. but if you buy X number of books, we'll give you a spiff. Yeah. We'll give you this amount of money. And then so they buy X number, knowing that they're never going to sell that many, and then they send them back. They pocket the money and they send them back. That's what
I
you're saying.
I believe that's how it works. There have been some lawsuits about it where I've seen some of the evidence. I haven't seen any for a while. So unless it's changed, that's how it works.
My guest is Elaine Petrocelli. Her bookstore is Book Passage in Corte Madera and also a branch in the City in the Ferry Building. And we'll talk more as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. Well, things are moving slowly on the westbound Cap City Freeway between Exposition and Arden Way. Eastbound Cap City Freeway after E Street, look out for an accident in the center divide. If you're traveling on southbound 99, always the problem this time of day. After Sutterville Road, there's an injury accident with an ambulance responding. And up on Highway 65 at Rioja Road, a gravel truck flipped over. There's gravel all over the southbound lane, and you can imagine things are slowing down there considerably. It's going to be crisp and cool tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Currently, we have 80 degrees, and we'll be back with more Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Oh, hi, how are you?
We wanted to find
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:29 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to remind you, Simon Winchester, the distinguished author and journalist, will be joining us in the studio on the 24th. My guest, Elaine Petricelli, who runs a wonderful bookstore. It's called Book Passage. It's an independent bookstore. They have all kinds of events. And I want to talk to you about what you've got going on Saturday as well. We're talking books. We're talking about what happens in the chain stores. Here in Sacramento, we don't have a lot of choice, Elaine.
I know. Your independent bookstores are pretty much gone.
Yeah, we have Bierman's Books and Tower, which really wasn't kind of a chain, but it got started here. It is a chain.
It started there.
And it's all in liquidate. Everything is, they're going to close everything down.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. If I come in on Saturday, what are you going to have going?
Well, we have such a day Saturday. Starting at 10 in the morning, we have an all-day symposium for book club members or people who want to join book clubs. We're going to be doing all kinds of things. We're going to have Pat Holt, who has been the book editor of the San Francisco Chronicle.
You know, I used to do book reviews, and she was my editor at the Chronicle.
So you know her well.
Well, I don't know her well, but that's how I got started doing book reviews.
I love Pat. She will be working with Terry Ryan, the author of the prize winner of Defiance, Ohio. And Pat and Terry run a book club at Book Passage. And they are going to be talking about ways to get discussion going and how to keep the conversation on point and all the things that you need to know to have a really worthwhile experience in your book club. And this is very dear to my heart. I've been in the same book club for 35 years, and I love my book club. It makes my life so much more interesting. We're having lunch with the faculty, and we're going to talk about books and authors and all the things about book clubs. Two authors, Jacqueline Winspear, will be here in the afternoon, along with some other authors, and then some publishers are coming to talk about what they think are the best books for book clubs. And the neat thing is they're coming with free books. So they're going to be giving the people who sign up for this symposium free copies of good book club books that aren't published yet.
Oh, so in Galley?
Yes, which they normally give to reviewers and booksellers.
Well, I know you're going to have Jamie Lee Curtis. I have your booklet that you put out, and let me just give people a flavor of what's in it. And you can go to bookpassage.com, www.bookpassage.com, and this is just a flavor. Senator Barack Obama appearing at the bookstore, Edna O'Brien, Annie Leibovitz, Nora Ephron, who we just had on the program, Anna Quinlan, Jamie Lee Curtis, Francine Prose, whom we also just had on, Amy Sedaris, Bill Bryson, and this is just a sampling. Madhur Jaffrey. You have cookbook authors on. You have all. Kate Atkinson, who's I loved Case Studies. I love that book.
Oh yes, and she's Elizabeth coming soon for her new one.
Elizabeth George is coming in. So if you're a big mystery fan, she writes the Linley Mysteries. They're all set in England, even though she lives in California. Let's see. Barack Obama comes in on October the 25th.
Yes, and that is a fundraiser for the Marin Education Fund. So it is a luncheon that will be at Marin Civic Center, and it is $125, which includes lunch and the book and a donation.
And you have Lou Dobbs coming in, Steve Wozniak, who helped to found Apple. And Barbara Boxer
was here today.
Yeah. Well, what's her new book?
She actually has her book is the same book that she came out a year ago. It's now out in paperback, and it's called It Time to Run, and it's about scandals in the U.S. Congress.
No, could there be such a thing?
No.
Oh, now they wouldn't be sexual, would they?
Tonight, Maxine Hong Kingston will be here with veterans that she has been working with, and they've been writing about their experiences. And she is as you know, the author of Woman Warrior and Chinaman. She's amazing.
You have Elizabeth Edwards coming in, wife of John. Wife of John Edwards, who ran for vice presidency and maybe running for the presidency. Joe Gores. I love Joe Gores. I know Joe Gores.
Isn't he wonderful?
He's wonderful. He lives in Marin County, and he wrote the best book, 32 Cadillacs. I love
that
book.
A great book.
That was a wonderful book. And he used to write for episodic TV, too, as well. And I see that you had our very own Biba Caggiano in.
Yeah,
who did a cooking.
We do. Well, we're celebrating here today because we have something at Book Passage called the Book, the First Edition Club. And what that is people let me pick one book each month, usually by an unknown author, and I get a first printing autographed for the customers. There's over 200 people in this who've signed up for this club. And one of the books we picked this year, The Inheritance of Loss, has just been picked as the Booker Prize winner, which is, I think, the most prestigious prize in the world.
This is Anita Desai's daughter?
Yes.
And what's her name, Kiran Desai?
Kiran, K-I-R-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so excited because everyone who was in the First Editions Club and got one of those books has now paid for all the other books they got all year because the resale value of this book has gone up so much.
Wow.
Now, we're not really into the expensive resale value of signed books. In fact, if you go on bookpassage.com, you can find autographed books at the same price they were when the author was in the store. We don't have any of Kieran's books at that price right now, but if you look at it, you can see that we have lots. And people in Sacramento do come to events down here in Marin County.
Well, one of the things that you do that I have always loved, well, you do many things. First of all, it is wonderful to go to a bookstore and to inhale those books and to have your imagination stimulated. And then you will have the best authors coming in, top authors in the country. You get to come in, you get to listen to them read and talk and answer your questions. It's a great evening. Costs nothing unless you decide to buy something, which I'm sure you hope that we will, and we do.
Because
we're seduced by what you're doing. But the other thing you're doing, and I want to talk about this as we continue, the other thing you're doing is that you offer classes, seminars, workshops, 3-day workshops by some of the top people in the country, so that people who want to sharpen their writing skills, who want to really, who've always thought about becoming writers, who maybe are writers, who need somebody to look over a manuscript, who need some information about how you can get published, all of that stuff is stuff that you are doing at the bookstore.
So, yes, we have this. Our classes are called by us Book Passage U, and we used to say uncredited, and we're sorry, just come because you love the class. And now we've had lots and lots of people get published from these classes, learn languages. We're very excited about
it. Well, you've got Wendy Walsh in there teaching Italian, and I signed up with her ages ago. She is so wonderful. She's a terrific Italian teacher. I, of course, have limited skills in Italian, but she's fabulous.
Fabulous.
And what we did is I signed up in a class, and it was kind of an emeritus class at the College of Marin, which meant that it was an older crowd. And so she you know, paced the class accordingly, and we, you know, some of us wanted to learn more quickly. So I and three friends engaged Wendy. We'd go to her house once a week. We would gossip in Italian. We would each bring something Italian to eat, and it was the best way to learn a language. She's fantastic.
We have a French class right now that's all about French film, and the entire class is in French, and they talk about movies. And they go see movies in French, and then they talk about them.
In French.
In French. It's just great. So whether someone's a beginner or able to do that, we have classes for them. But we're really proud that Dominican University took a look at some of our classes and is now offering graduate-level credit for our writing class.
Really?
And for our conferences.
Okay, now I have to talk about you, about this with you as we continue. My guest, Elaine Petrocelli, her bookstore is Book Passage. If you, it's worth a trip to Marin, even if you weren't planning to go. Marin's always worth a trip, and the, and Book Passage will be one more reason to go. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you so much, Enid. Traffic is kind of crazy this morning, or this afternoon. See, I'm not normally here. Southbound 99 just before Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Look out for a multi-vehicle accident. Southbound 99 after Sutterville Road. We also have an injury accident. And eastbound Cap City Freeway at Fulton Avenue. Three vehicles and a truck are involved in an accident that's still blocking the not-so-fast lane. And surface streets are not immune to this mess either, as we are the hit-and-run capital of Sacramento. Auburn Boulevard and Madison Avenue. Look out for that hit-and-run there. Also, it looks like it's going to be crisp and clear tonight. Frost on the pumpkin? Maybe not. Low 50s tonight. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Right now, we have 81 degrees and more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's subliminal my America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
4:43 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and my guest, Elaine Petrocelli, a book passage in Corte Madera, and also there's a branch in San Francisco in the Ferry Building. And Elaine, when we last left each other, this wonderful independent bookstore you have is chock full of classes, and some of which are now, you say, going to be credited at a graduate level by Dominican. But if we want to sign up for classes, what kind of classes in both publishing and writing do you offer? And can you tell us some people who have taken your classes and actually gotten books published?
Oh, I'd be delighted to. By the way, if you go online to bookpassage.com, it's a good way to sign up for the classes and to see what classes are coming. And there's an email newsletter that comes out twice a month called the Book Passage Fortnightly. And that's a great way to keep up with what we're doing so that, for instance, in July, when former Vice President Al Gore was coming, we announced it on the Fortnightly because it was too late to get in the newsletter. We only had 9 days, and 2,500 of our closest friends got there. But the people who got the Fortnightly got the seats because they found out about it first.
Okay, so we can register for the Fortnightly by going to bookpassage.com?
Right, and right on the homepage it tells you. You can also register for classes there. But some of the people who've come through and been published are Sheldon Siegel. He's an absolutely magnificent thriller writer. He came with his unpublished mystery, and his wife actually gave him a class for Christmas because his mystery wasn't going anywhere. Then he took the class. His teacher suggested that he take our Mystery Writers Conference in the summer, which he did. And by the end of that, he was ready to go to an agent. When he sent it to the first agent, she took it, and she sold it, his three-book contract, for not quite $1 million.
Really? And yeah. What had he been doing before? Was he in
He's
a lawyer.
And he wrote these books on the ferry, going to work every morning.
Oh, how
but he is now chair of our Mystery Writers Conference. We're so proud of him. Jacqueline Winspear, who is the other chair of our Mystery Writers Conference, took several classes in writing here before she was published. Interesting.
Where does she live? Is she a Marin County writer?
She has a home in Marin County and also in Southern California.
Okay.
And another person who has...
Because the basis of your recommendation, I got some of the Maisie Dobbs books.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, and they're set in England in the 30s.
Yes, and you know that her other life, besides being an author, she is a coach, a life coach, who is a marvelous about group dynamics. And that's why we invited her to teach at the seminar that we're offering on book clubs, because of her book dynamics, that she's so skilled at how to be respectful to people and yet get one's own opinion out, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Another author who has just had a highly acclaimed book come out is Janice Cook Newman. Her novel, Mary, is about the life of Mary Todd Lincoln.
I just clipped the review of it. It was in USA Today, I think, the day before yesterday. Is that one of your authors?
She came through the Book Passage program. She came to our Travel Writers Conference. She took it to heart, and within a month of the conference, she had assignments to travel and do work. Then she wrote a book called The Russian Word for Snow, about adopting a child from Russia. And for years she worked on this novel, Mary, I think 2 years. And it is brilliant. It starts when Mary Todd Lincoln is put in the insane asylum by her son, Robert, who really wants to get a hold of the money. And she is talking to us from the insane asylum and tells us what's going on there and then about her life with Abraham Lincoln. Magnificent novel.
Well, the reviewer liked not only the novel, but liked the author of it as well, and liked the voice.
Wonderful voice, and she is going to be doing so many other great things. We're so extremely proud of this woman. It's Deborah Santana, the wife of Carlos Santana, came through our classes. And she then wrote a memoir, which was very frank about her life and life with Carlos, has been a big bestseller. And she went on the Today Show and said, if it weren't for the class I took at Book Passage, I would never have written this book.
That's amazing. You know, here you are, you know, in the face of, and by the way, I was in Marin and I saw where Barnes & Noble is, where they're building in the town center, which is right near you. They really are circling your wagon.
They are doing everything they can to put every independent out of business.
That's right. And I mean, here you are offering this amazing range of activity, but you are up against the big box retailers. You're up against the Costcos. You're up against Amazon.com. You're up against people who are happy to undersell you. And you offer so much. Do you find that people do their... I imagine you have a certain amount of loyalty because people love what you do and they want to keep you in Marin County, but at the same time, people are also very price conscious.
Well, people are. One of my customers told me she was at a dinner party last Saturday night with some surgeons, not exactly people who are impoverished. But
no, but doctors always have a reputation for being cheap.
Well, I don't know.
I hope that's not true.
But one person at the party said that he comes to Book Passage events, but he goes to the big chain store to get a discount on bestsellers. And my customer said to him, how many bestsellers do you buy a year? Do you buy 5, 10? And he said, well, probably 5. And she said, well, at the most, you probably save $7 on a book. So for $45 a year, is it worth it to you to not have Book Passage there?
And what did he say to that?
She said there was silence at the table. And she made them all take a pledge.
You know, I think that's well put. It puts it into a different perspective.
Because, yes, they can undersell us, and they will until they get rid of us. And once they get rid of the independents, believe me, those prices will be gone.
Right. Well, you know, I think you're such a terrific and a rich resource. We love having you on. You're a rich resource in the Bay Area, which is next to Seattle, the number two smartest place in the country. Seattle has apparently the highest book capita. Readers per capita in the country. Is that true, or San Francisco, or the Bay Area?
Well, I've heard that about Seattle, but actually, if you put together the Bay Area counties and Sacramento as one market, which we are.
Are we part of you?
No. The East Bay isn't part of us when they do those analyses.
Right.
The peninsula isn't part of us. The city, they divide our area into 6 areas. But if you put them together, we actually have a better per capita than any place else in the country. But the way the census is done is makes it not work that way.
So
but the truth is, we have great readers, and I'll bet you anything, we have more writers than anybody.
That is true, and you can't help but walk into the depot in Mill Valley, and people are always writing. People who are really writers. I used to see Martin Cruz Smith in there.
Well, Martin Cruz Smith used to live in Mill Valley, and he goes to both the depot and Book Passage. Two of his children work at Book Passage. One is our head buyer, and the other is our head of mail order. And he is a real friend of independent bookselling.
Elaine, have you ever been tempted to write a book?
Well, I'm afraid I would never have another author visit if I told what I knew.
I'm delighted that you could join us today. It has been a great pleasure. It makes me want to be a writer again.
Oh, you are.
Yes, I was, but I haven't done a lot lately.
Well, you're kind of busy right now.
I am. I'm busy amping it out, but I would love to write a mystery, except you know what I think you need to have for a mystery? I love reading them. I've sort of discovered mysteries later in life, is you have to have a sense of direction. You got to know where you're going, and I do not have the gene for direction.
You know what? A mystery is somewhat like a haiku poem. There are rules, there are limits, and that's why the mystery conference that we do in the summer is so important. You have to learn those rules and then be free to do what you need to do.
Elaine Petrocelli, this is great advice, and when I can, I'm going to enroll in one of your seminars.
We'd love it.
I would love it, too. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, and come down to Book Passage. I'll see you Saturday.
You might.
Okay.
Thanks, great. Elaine.
Bye.
Bye. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you so much, Enid. Things are moving along okay. I wouldn't go out of my way to say it's wonderful, but Highway 99, if you're traveling southbound just before Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, we had a multi-vehicle accident that seems to be slowing things down considerably. In fact, you're going to be hitting the brakes between 12th Avenue and Florin Road. Also, westbound Cap City Freeway is a slow ride between Exposition Boulevard and Arden Way, as always. Eastbound I-80 just before Watt Avenue, look out for an injury accident with an ambulance responding. And eastbound I-80 before Northgate Boulevard, we have a bunch of vehicles that have been pushed into the center divide after their crash. And northbound 99, not to be left out, there's an accident just before Florin Road. Well, it is going to be crisp and cool tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Currently 81. We'll be back with more Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Truth Radio, the Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your ass. All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I'm Bill Whitney. It was New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle at the controls of the small plane that crashed into a Manhattan high-rise this afternoon.
I heard a big, like, explosion, so I looked around and I saw the building. I saw an aircraft, and it was, like, sliding down towards the building and hit the floor.
The cause of this apparent accident is unknown, but it was similar enough to the events of 9/11 that U.S. fighter jets were scrambled over major American cities as a precaution. The crash started a fire in the building, but residents all escaped. The only fatalities were Lytle and his flight instructor. Rick Peterson was Corey Lytle's pitching coach when he played for the Oakland A's.
It's sadder than sad, and it's, you know, there's no words to describe a loss of somebody that you spent some very special times with.
In Los Angeles, Lytle's mother-in-law talked briefly to reporters gathered outside his home.
Big loss and a big tragedy for everybody involved.
Lytle leaves his wife, Melanie, and a six-year-old son. A 28-year-old California man who joined Al-Qaeda now faces a federal charge that carries the death penalty. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has the story.
The FBI refers to Adam Gadan as the American voice or translator of recent messages from Al-Qaeda threatening death to Americans. Justice Department officials, fed up with what they saw as jihadist propaganda, decided to seek treason charges against Gadan. To underscore that they mean business, officials note that this is the first time since World War II that treason charges have been brought.
He's also charged with providing material support to terrorists. At his news conference today, President Bush said he's determined to get the job done in Iraq, but if military commanders think a new strategy is called for, he'd support it. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports there's a new estimate of the human toll.
A study published in the British journal Lancet estimates 655,000 Iraqis, 2.5% of the entire population, have died as a consequence of the war.
It shows that, to us, that violence is widespread in the country and that this is a major risk to people in Iraq now.
To understand how large, consider this. The same percentage of the much larger American population would be 7.5 million dead.
President Bush rejects the study.
Now, I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials.
General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, says he hasn't seen an estimate higher than 50,000. A man from New Orleans, abducted yesterday by Palestinians in the West Bank, has been freed unharmed and without the kidnappers' demands being met. They wanted Israel to release jailed Palestinians. 24-year-old Michael Layton Phillips went to the West Bank for a three-month stint as a volunteer English teacher. He recently asked to stay another 3 months. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials down 15 points to 11,852. The NASDAQ off 7 points to 2308. This is CBS News.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
If there were a store on your main street called Peace of Mind, would you pay it a visit? On main streets all across America, there is such a place. New York Life. We have been offering customers peace of mind for over 160 years. Peace of mind comes from our agents who adhere to the values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. So look for us in your town. Peace of mind is why New York Life is the company you keep.
As with all real estate, when you talk about affordable housing, the three things that count are location, location, and location. WBBM Radio's Bernie Tafoya has the story in Chicago.
Crossing guard Anita Brown says she makes about $15,000 a year and that the combination of transportation and housing costs are a huge chunk of her budget.
It takes up a lot of your money.
The study by the Center for Housing Policy says many low-income people who move to areas with affordable housing find that that housing savings is lost when you figure in the cost of transportation to jobs and elsewhere. Researcher Carrie McCarowitz says some cities are starting to address the problem.
In the D.C. area where they're in some of the outer counties, we're getting a greater mix of affordable housing near their transit.
Bernie Tafoya, CBS News, Chicago.
Under pressure from officials around the country, R.J. Reynolds has agreed not to sell its Twist-A-Lime and Mocha Taboo cigarettes in the United States. Critics say those flavored smokes are designed to appeal to youth. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock, you're just getting out of your offices. You've been incarcerated all day long. You're getting into your car and you're thinking, what has happened today? Oh, well, this and that. I'm Enid Goldstein and you're listening to hour three of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, you missed a lively conversation about books and authors and how to write and all kinds of stuff and why you want to support your independent bookseller. You can always go to bookpassage.com and find out more about Book Passage and the classes that they offer. And I would love to sign up for something if I had the time and it was just here in my backyard. But they have a lot of weekend classes as well. Elaine Petrocelli does a great job. It is a wonderful bookstore. You can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And we are going to be joined by distinguished author and journalist Simon Winchester on October the 24th. He'll be our guest, and he will be here in the studio. Here is what we have been talking about. This is the big news. The big news is that probably the only debate between Charlie Brown and Deep Doolittle, John Doolittle, is going to occur tonight, at least the only one we know about, and probably the only one that will happen, 7:30 to 9:30 in Rockland, and there's going to be a pre-rally if you want to go there to support Charlie from 6 to 7:30 at the Starstream offices, 4120 Citrus Avenue near Delmar Street, and this is in Rockland. I am being told by somebody who is involved, I guess, with the campaign. Now, Starstream serves only a limited population, and so you can access the debate via news10.net. They are our TV partners, or also via KCRA.com. So those are two options for accessing what may be the only debate. If you were listening to Al Franken this morning, you heard Charlie Brown on as Al's guest in the 11 o'clock hour. What we've also been talking about is the fact that Schwartzy appears tonight on The Tonight Show, and the Angelides campaign wants to... has asked the NBC affiliates in California, I think 11 of them, to pull The Tonight Show so that because they feel that Phil's not going to get equal time and that there should be equal time, and there's some conversation as to whether whether this is an equal time situation. But Phil's campaign is kind of desperate, and he did well at the debate, but you know, it's gone back into hibernation again, I think. You might have some other observations about that. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. And if you're watching cable news, if you're trying to watch cable news or listening to any newscast that's being monopolized by a plane crash into a Manhattan high-rise, and the plane was piloted by Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle. I've heard two reports, one that he was the sole person aboard the plane and one that he was with his instructor, flight instructor, so I'm not sure what the latest is on that he's dead, and I think that there were some deaths also associated with crashing the plane into this apartment building or possibly co-op on the upper east side, I think, of New York, upper west side maybe, on 72nd Street. So at first everybody wondered, was this terrorism? It's just a horrible thing, and I guess he didn't pitch too well, and his pitching was such that the Yankees didn't make it. Beyond where, you know, they didn't make it further into the playoffs, so he was feeling horrible about that. So who knows what was going on? In any event, he is dead, and it's just a horrendous. And for New York, of course, it just brings up all the 9/11 kinds of fears when that all came down. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Some more information on the Foley scandal. First of all, listening to Rush, here's what Rush has been saying. For what Rush, they tried about 57 different versions to get the Republicans off the hook. One of them was that Foley actually never had sex with anybody who was underage. Well, a former House page said that he witnessed inappropriate contact between former Republican Congressman Mark Foley and another page in the back of the House floor in early 2001. The page, who is a first-year student at the University of Michigan Gerald Ford School of Public Policy, said that he saw Foley pat a male page's behind. Now, if that happened in the workplace, would that be big news? What do you think? The guy who reported the incidents said he was a page. He said he didn't report the incident to authorities. At the time, he was 16 years old, and he thought it was a questionable activity, but he was unsure how to interpret it. I wasn't sure if it was a social norm I wasn't accustomed to, he said. I mean, you see athletes patting each other's asses all the time on the field. The young page is a first-generation Vietnamese-American from California, and he was amazed by what he learned about other points of view and other lifestyles while serving as page. He said it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. However, this whole program, which a lot of people who served in it think it was the best year of their lives, may be in some jeopardy because of Foley and because there hasn't been proper oversight. So now, here's what they're talking about. They're talking about how this is the work of Democratic operatives. Yesterday, what they were saying is that they were hoping that this was going to drop right before the election, that Democrats had to do with it. So this is how they're dismissing it with their base. This is all the work of Democrats who've known about it for a long time. Is this going to fly? Are people, you know what? Here's what I think. If you're a Rush listener and you really take it seriously, he can tell you anything and you'll buy it. He'll tell you to keep walking off the edge of that cliff and you're going to buy it. That's what I think. So I think it'll probably, there are some people who aren't going to buy it, but there are a lot of people who will buy it. As the election is getting closer, These Republican groups, and these are 527 groups, and they are apparently heavily funded, and there are no spending limits. They are planning a huge blast of negative ads. A previously unknown group led by a Republican political consultant in Houston is financing TV commercials against nine Democratic House candidates from North Carolina to Arizona. So I don't know. Maybe even Charlie will be targeted. I really don't know. The group is called Americans for Honesty on Issues, which, of course, you know will actually mean dishonesty on issues. It is spending more than $1 million on the ads, which accuse Democratic candidates of carpetbagging, coddling illegal immigrants, being soft on crime, and advocating cutting off money for troops in Iraq. The spots appear to be the first wave of a boatload of negative political advertising that's going to appear in the weeks before the November 7th election. Many of the ads will be produced by independent organizations known as 527 groups after the provision in the tax code that allows such groups to spend virtually unlimited sums on political activity as long as it's not formally coordinated with parties or candidates. Wink, wink, wink. We don't have anything to do with you, the Republican Party. The 527 groups have raised nearly $200 million as of June 30, much of which appears to be available to be spent on pre-election activities. The leader of the group Americans for Honesty on Issues is a woman named Sue Walden, who, as it happens, is a close ally of disgraced former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who left Congress amid questions of ethics on ethics and fundraising. She has also raised money for President Bush, Dickie, and has served as an advisor for that other gold-plated Sterling character, Ken Lay, the former chief executive of Enron, who died in July. So if this group, you talk about nerve, here's somebody who has helped out Ken Lay, the disgraced Tom DeLay. This is a group calling itself Americans for Honesty on Issues. Gee, this is the triumph of marketing over everything. They can tell you that this rat poison is really going to make you live to be 1,000, and you're going to swallow it. And that is really what has happened in this country. It's as much our fault as it is theirs. And then you had Dickey in a press conference today that was an embarrassment. Did you see it this morning? I don't know where his handlers were that they let him fumpy around like that. He just didn't know what to say. He was sort of drifting. He was kind of aimless. He was falling all over himself. Well, what do they have to lose? He's a lame duck and getting lamer by the moment. With terrible approval ratings, only Congress's are below his, well, and Dick Cheney's. But he was just pathetic. And the press is newly emboldened, has now more wide awake than it has been, and it's asking him some more serious questions. Now, there is a report out before we get to this report, I have to, now, this is Dickey. The president, when he was asked, now, I remember over the summer, he said he was asked about his reading, and he said that he had an eclectic reading list. The decider-in-chief, who insiders say is incapable of getting through even one- or two-page summaries of issues, or coverage, as they say in Hollywood, now expects us to believe that he has read 53 books so far this year. 53 books in 1 year? Including an 832-page biography of Mao Zedong? All of this reading by a man who's asleep before 10:30? Unless 52 of those books are in the order of the pet goat, nobody really believes him. And then when they said, what's on your summer reading list, he said, I also read three Shakespeares. Three Shakespeares. Who talks like that? Who talks like that? Three Shakespeares. Do you say I read three Shakespeares? I don't even say I read. You might say you read a couple of romance. You might have said you read a couple of Danielle Steeles. But does anybody say they read three Shakespeares? Or do they say I read Much Ado About Nothing? You know, The Taming of the Shrew, King Lear. You might say the names. But do you believe Dickey when he said he reads three Shakespeares? Maybe it was John Shakespeare who writes Daring Do novels. Who knows? So I'm not buying it, and I don't think you should buy it either, because the briefings he gets are very concise. And he says he doesn't read newspapers, and he says he read 53 books. Unless, whenever there's a big story, where is he? He's out cycling, or maybe he's curled up with a book someplace. There is a new study out, and the president, do you remember that when we were going to Iraq, Eric Shinseki, General Shinseki, said we're going to need about 300,000 troops, and Paul Wolfowitz and the administration said wildly overstated, and then they escorted Shinseki out the door rather unceremoniously and in a very insulting way. They just threw him out, basically. Well, he was absolutely right. But they were screaming, you know, the men. Oh, and remember we were going to be in and out in 30 days? Well, now, according to the Pentagon itself, we're not going to be out until at least 2010. We should live that long. 2010. Well, here's another story. And the president said today these reports are not credible. But they do come from Johns Hopkins University. A new Johns Hopkins study contends that nearly 655,000 Iraqis have died because of the war, suggesting a far higher death toll than other estimates. This far exceeds normal media counts and is more than 20 times the estimate of 30,000 civilian deaths that President Bush gave in a speech in December. So he's saying 30,000. One general said the highest figure he saw was 50,000. They're sort of extrapolating out, but the numbers are certainly quite divergent. Asked at a press conference today about the new study, Bush said he was sticking with his 30,000 figure. Well, he was sticking with his weapons of mass destruction, too. He was sticking with what laughingly referred to itself as intelligence, which, of course, wasn't. Oxymoron about when you apply it to this administration. And he said that the new study was not credible. This is what they're doing when they don't want you to believe that global warming is caused by human activity, even though all the science indicates that that is what is the case. They say, well, the jury's out. The chips aren't in. It's not credible. It's not credible. This from a not very credible administration. This is an administration that's only about marketing. It's certainly not about substance. It's only about marketing. And there is a report out. Here's what the, as we get closer and closer to the election, we are seeing more and more restrictive voting going on. Now, this is really interesting to me because one of our issues that we've been talking about at some with some detail here and at great length has to do with being able to hack e-voting. Here's what the Republicans are so concerned. The Republicans are so concerned about the possibility of fraudulent voting that guess what? They're restricting it. You've got to provide a photo ID. Now, for people who are poor, for people who are disabled, for people who don't have driver's licenses, this amounts to a poll tax. And I think it hits Democrats far harder than it will Republicans. So it's a way of restricting the Democratic vote. Well, there's a new report out about that. At a time when many states are instituting new requirements for voter registration, and this came from the Republicans, and identification, a preliminary report to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission has found little evidence of the type of polling place fraud that these measures seek to stop. Polling place fraud? The biggest fraud is what happened in Ohio. The biggest fraud is that you can hack into these e-voting machines. Two 54-year-old women who had 4 minutes on their hands and $12 worth of tools they bought at the hardware store were able to do it successfully. And they left no fingerprints. So fraud, forget the driver's license, forget the ID, forget all of that, and look at hacking it. You know, this is, how do magicians do their act? You know, by misdirection, they want you to look at your hands when actually something else is happening. You know, they want you to look at one thing and not the other thing, and then doves start flying out of odd crannies and nooks. Well, that's what this administration is about. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jerry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Jerry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was calling about that 650,000 figure.
Mm-hmm.
When they say it's not credible, how long have we been in Iraq? 3.5 years? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. That would equate up to 15,000, 20,000 people a month.
Okay.
How could that be covered up and not be seen?
I don't know. They extrapolated these numbers. And I'm guessing that, well, first of all, I don't think you're going to hear it from our spokespeople there. It'll have to be found out by independent reporters. I'm guessing that the truth is somewhere in the middle. I mean, they're saying 30 to 50,000, and Johns Hopkins, extrapolating from the data they have, are saying 655,000. Well, maybe it's 400,000. But 400,000 isn't the same as 30,000, and it's not the same as 50,000.
Well, 400,000 would be 10,000 a month, but you know.
Well, I don't know. I've got to get my calculator out. But all I know is that it's a civil war over there. Should we be there, Jerry?
Well, I believe we have to be there now.
Why?
Because if we aren't there, it's just going to revert to something far worse than we ever.
It already has. It already has, and we're unable to stop it. So what are we doing there? And why are we there in the first place?
Well, we're there because we couldn't exist with Saddam.
We couldn't resist what we thought was going to be an in-and-out job. In 2 seconds, we were going to be out of there, and we were going to kick his ass when he had nothing to do with 9/11. It was unfinished business from the old man and the neocons and who knows whom else. But I don't know what did it have to do with 9/11. Do you know, Jerry?
I don't. You know, I've asked this. And I have yet to find a quote from George Bush that said they were related to 9/11.
He now says that there was no relationship to 9/11. He has now said that. He said it very recently when he was asked in a press conference that there was no relationship to 9/11. And the White House now also says that there have been no WMDs. They all knew that in advance. They were going to sell this thing. They were going to. Their polling showed that they were perceived as being strong militarily. They were going to get political mileage out of it. They were going to get in. They were going to get out. And they miscalculated every step of the way. So now we have been stuck there. But our being there, I don't think, gives us anything. It is a civil war. I think it puts our people in harm's way. I don't know that there's anything much we can do. And I just say bring them home. That's what I think we ought to do.
Well, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion as to what's best. I personally think if we did that, it would be even worse than it is now.
I don't know if it can get much worse, but we'll put it out there and see how people feel about what you've said, Jerry. Thank you for the call. 349-1320 866 626 1320 Artie and Truckee. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Artie.
Hello there. I'm curious what's wrong with requiring positive identification to vote.
Because I think what it does is it is a way of restricting the voting, and it comes down harder on Democrats. The system, there has been, what this report tells us, is that there has been really virtually no fraud to be concerned about. This report refutes fraud at poll sites. At a time when states are requiring this, a preliminary report to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission has found little evidence of the kind of polling place fraud that these cards are meant to stop. What they're really meant to do is not stop fraud. That's what they're marketing it to you as. What they're meant to do is to restrict Democrats from the polls, because if they really wanted to stop fraud, you wouldn't have e-voting. E-voting is the biggest fraud in the world.
Okay, well, forget about the whole e-voting thing.
No, how can you forget about it? You can change the outcome. One person can hack the system, never leave fingerprints, and can change the complete tally of the election. How can you forget about it? That's the most major fraud of all.
Voting in general, what is wrong? You have to be a U.S. citizen.
Because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You go there, you present yourself, and there's virtually there's no real fraud to deal with.
We have more people voting in counties than are registered. We have dead people voting.
You get those people off the rolls, but a lot of people who are eligible to vote are routinely swept off the rolls. That happened in Florida. A lot of people who would have voted Democratic most likely were just purged from the rolls, from the voting rolls.
They can't go down to the county DMV and get an ID card, then they don't belong voting.
Artie, supposing you're poor and you're disabled and you don't have the money to spend $30. Or so to go get an ID, or you don't have the means to get down there. Your voting is effectively restricted.
I'm believing that. How do they cash their welfare check? How do they cash a paycheck without an ID? How do they open up a bank account?
Well, it is a certain kind of ID that's being required, and not everybody's going to have it. And this report, this federal report tells us that there's not really any kind of fraud to deal with. So what would be the point? Why do this? Unless you're just trying to restrict the voting, which is what the Republicans are attempting to do. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and what's the answer to Artie's question? Why is it the right thing to do? You are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. Traffic's doing about what you could expect this time of day. Westbound 50 between Stockton Boulevard and Watt Avenue is moving along like a parking lot with a multi-vehicle accident at 59th Street and then another accident between 65th and Stockton Boulevard. Eastbound I-80 just before Auburn Boulevard, look out for an injury accident with an ambulance responding. Eastbound Cap City Freeway at Fulton Avenue, up to three vehicles are involved in a crash there and it's still blocking lanes. And eastbound Cap City Freeway at Elvis Undercrossing, be careful for a crash there as well. It will be crisp and clear tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow. Basically, we're going to see sunshine and highs in the low 80s. Through Saturday, it'll be a skosh cooler on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, we have 81 degrees. More Enid Live on the way on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Dream.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, then it's you and me. You and me is the truth. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Scottis is keeping new hours. She is in from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, on AM 1320, Sacramento's. Oh, there I am. Oh, goodness. Well, was one of those. There were two of me there for a moment.
It was supposed to be music, and it was you.
It was me. Oh, isn't that amazing? How did I throw my voice and do that? Thank you. I'm Enid Goldstein. By a coincidence, I happen to be hosting Enid Live, yours from 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We just got a call from the Durston people that Durston for Congress lawn signs are available in the Fair Oaks or Elk Grove offices of Durston for Congress. So if you want to help him out, and we hope he's got a good shot against Lundgren, get a lawn sign and put it up. And remember, of course, the debate tonight, Doolittle, is he probably the only one he will participate in, we think. We don't know for sure, but we think, with Charlie Brown, his new nemesis. Oh, it's going to be so juicy. The lines are full. When they open up, I will give out the numbers. We just had a caller who thinks, what's wrong with asking for ID at a polling place? And it has been a plan of the Republicans to restrict Democratic voting in this way. There is a new federal report that tells us there's very little voting fraud that actually occurs. Here's where the major voting fraud happens. When they don't put machines in Democratic districts, when they all break down, when they're using the e-voting with questionable patches, with questionable software, and where you can hack into the system without leaving a trace, that is the true election fraud. But, of course, that's not what the Republicans want to talk about. What are your thoughts about that? Don, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Don.
Hi there. I was just noticing that last guy, the first thing he said was, hey, let's not talk about the electronic part. I only want to focus on the one, you know, the carding issue. And it's a blatant case of doing a job really badly on purpose because you don't want to do it. You know, they don't want to make.
Well, it's Mister. It's like magic. It's misdirection. Let's look at the. You got to have an ID instead of looking at how we're really stealing the election when you're not looking.
Yeah, they have to do something, and everybody is agreed on that. So they do something that will accomplish nothing. You know, that's the idea.
Oh, no, it'll accomplish something. I'll tell you what it's going to accomplish. Yeah. It's going to keep Democrats away from the polls. That's what it's meant to do. I don't care what they say about keeping integrity in the process. These are people who talk integrity, but they talk the talk, but they aren't walking the walk. I thank you, Don, for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Opens up a line. Sandra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, and listen, one thing about that call, do you notice that those types of people, when you mention poverty or poor people, they just seem to hate poor people so much. That's kind of the message I get from those types, and they're all the same, you know. They always want to assault the individual. They never want to talk about these corporations or the fact that
they all
voting is... It's proprietary, which is ridiculous. Right?
They all think that you have a God-given right to a Beamer. There's that kind of mentality. And that everybody can get a driver's license. And if it costs $25 or $50, hey, what's the big deal?
Well, no, and it's just sort of they don't ever think the fact that as a citizen, that is your right to vote. When I go vote, I just do a signature, and that's fine. Because
right.
They match me up with my address. And you know how much a passport costs these days?
Passports, I just got mine renewed, but I think if you wait a little bit longer, it's going to get even more expensive.
Well, no,
I spent about $60 or $80 to renew my passport.
That's what I'm saying. I have one, too, but I'm just thinking, you know, a lot of low-income people, you know, they just don't have access to those sort of IDs.
Well, they want, you know, well, what if you're disabled and you're not driving, so you don't have a driver's license, so you have to go somewhere and pay to have some sort of an official kind of ID.
Yeah.
And it's a way to keep you away from the polls, and I think it hits Democrats more than it's going to hit Republicans.
And not only that, but I just think it's more punishment for poverty. If you're poor, you don't deserve to participate the way everyone else does. There's that message that just sort of permeates with these people. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Sandra. I appreciate it. It also amounts to a poll tax. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Chris, Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you if you could comment on... judging this administration by what they've accomplished rather than what their agenda was stated as?
Well, what have they accomplished? You tell me.
Well, I believe they've deconstructed the Constitution pretty well, and they've transferred a lot of public funds into private coffers.
Well, that is absolutely true. And they've lied. Everything they've done, they've been incompetent in just about every area that they have attempted, from the war but they have been brilliant at spin. They have been brilliant at marketing, and they've been brilliant at giving, at passing money into the pockets of their friends, whether through tax cuts to the richest Americans or whether there was no bid, unsupervised contracts from Halliburton. You know, when there, when social, was it Medicare or Social Security? I think Medicare made a, made an error, and a bunch of people got $215 extra. The administration had somebody going right into court to get that money back. Never mind that Halliburton, zillions and zillions and zillions of dollars, that's okay. Nobody's going into court to try to get that money back. And I want to share a story with you of someone who is a whistleblower trying to get that money back, and she has not only not been promoted, she has been demoted, and they are trying to drum her out.
Well, yeah, I've no doubt that their means are excellent. I sit and watch the country deteriorate on a daily basis like everybody else, but everybody seems caught up on agenda rather than results. And why they, and also on the Democratic Party, I want their motto to be "Go for the throat."
Thank you, Chris. 349-1320. Here's a woman named Bunatine Greenhouse. She's an African-American woman. She was more than a nuisance to her colleagues at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. As one of the Corps' highest-ranking African-American civilian appointees, she had to sign off on all large contracts. When she began protesting her agency's decisions to award billions of dollars in contracts for Iraq reconstruction and troop support to Halliburton's subsidiary, KBR, without competitive bidding, she made her colleagues very nervous. Vanity Fair magazine did a profile on her, and 2 months after that profile, Bunatine Greenhouse was invited to testify in front of a Democratic Senate panel. Shortly before the hearing, she was warned by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers acting general counsel that if she testified, that testifying in front of a Democratic Senate panel would, quote, not be in her best interest. Well, she testified anyway. In August of 2005, she was demoted. This action required approval by an assistant secretary of the U.S. Army named Reginald Brown. At the time of her demotion, Greenhouse was given a letter with Brown's initials. But Brown had retired in January, sick with cancer, and he has since died. Bunatine Greenhouse questions whether Brown ever approved her removal and is pursuing the issue with the Army. The demotion was illegal, declares her attorney. Now, Bunatine Greenhouse, who was trying to oversee your monies, oversee and protest her agency's decisions to award billions of dollars in contracts for Iraq reconstruction to Halliburton subsidiary, and this was contracts that, you know, that had no real oversight and no competitive bidding, she now sits in a cubicle with very little to do. Her new supervisor asked under oath why he had found no tasks for her by last summer, said he was just too busy dealing with the damage wrought by Hurricane Katrina, damage caused when the levees built by the Corps were breached. The allegations that Greenhouse made of cronyism and illegality by the Corps of Engineers in granting that Halliburton subsidiary its sole bid contracts were said to be, quote, under review by the Defense Department's Inspector General at the time that Bunatine Greenhouse was demoted. So there you have it. In the last year, several of the Halliburton subsidiary employees and subcontractors that she was concerned about have been indicted or convicted of defrauding the U.S. government by inflating the cost of various Iraq contracts, paying kickbacks, and the like. Finally, last summer, the U.S. Army announced it will hold a competition and divide its next multi-billion-dollar troop support contract among three companies, with a fourth to oversee the three. I feel vindicated, Bunatine Greenhouse says today, but hardly triumphant. I don't plan to leave the government until I can leave without being penalized, she said. Why shouldn't I be able to complete my career? What, other than being a steward for the public trust, have I done to deserve this? Isn't that an amazing story? Bunatine Greenhouse trying to oversee trying to prevent the graft and corruption that has occurred in this administration. And for her efforts, what does she get? Demoted. 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. Things are still moving along slowly. Eastbound Cap City Freeway at Fulton Avenue. It looks like three, possibly four vehicles are involved in a crash blocking the not-so-fast lane. Eastbound I-80 just before Northgate Boulevard. Look out for some vehicles that had an accident a few moments ago. They've been pushed into the center divide, but they're still slowing things down considerably. Also, westbound 50 between Stockton Boulevard and Watt Avenue. Traffic is moving at a crawl with a multi-vehicle accident at 59th Street and another crash between 65th and Stockton Boulevard. News 10 is reporting that we're going to see crisp and cool conditions tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, all going to be really nice. But Sunday we're going to see temperatures cooling just a smidge, into the upper 70s. Currently we have 81 degrees and more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
Ah! New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them. Artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, so little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule, Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Lines are full. They'll open up, and when they do, I'll give out the numbers again. I do want to remind you that there is a debate tonight between Doolittle and Charlie Brown, and where is the information? It's news10.net. They stream live, kcra.com, 7:30 to 9:30. If you're in the area that is serviced by Starstream Cable. Plus, I'm told by one of you that there's going to be a pre-debate rally at the offices of Starstream. So, gosh, there's a lot going on tonight. 349. Oh, I can't give you the numbers because we're busy. We're busy. We're all full, but we won't be. Brandon in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, this is Brandon. I just wanted to preface this by saying I'm a liberal, but I think there would be a good compromise solution with regards to the first issue that I called in on, which was on the ID issue for voters. The argument that you were making, or from what I had heard, was that you indicated that those that are indigent or that are homebound, whether it's due to some sort of paralysis or some sort of handicap, whatever, wouldn't be able to get an ID. Well, the counterpoint can be made that they also can't get out there to vote. I think that...
You can vote absentee. You don't have to go anywhere to vote. You can vote absentee. You never heard of that, Brandon?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the military, so I've done it many a time.
Okay, so that your argument there has just been shot down.
Right. However, with that being said, it's also an easy means for someone to falsify.
Yeah, but here's a federal report that says there's very little fraud at the polls. Here's where the big fraud's going to be, Brandon. It's going to be in the e-voting. That's where it's going to be. It can be hacked, and there's very questionable software. So if you're worried about a handful of people who might be dead man voting, I think the fear is misplaced. It's really part of a larger plan by Republicans to restrict the voting of Democrats.
And I'm not arguing against it, and I would agree to that to an extent. What I would say is that I think a good compromise solution would also resolve some of the issues with people making false IDs and thus getting rights, our citizenship rights, even though they're illegally here under false pretense.
Oh, can I tell you something? If you want to falsify this information, the minute they falsify it in 2 seconds. I mean, you can get fake credentials on any street corner in Los Angeles, practically.
Can I finish? What I would say is that since everyone has to get issued a Social Security ID card at some point in their life, to include a fingerprint on there and then have fingerprint scanners at the voting booths or have mobile voting sites.
Why do you even want to stretch your pretty little head to even think about this? It's a non-issue. You're trying to create a medication for a disease that doesn't exist. There's no problem with fraud at the polls. The main problem is the fraud in the voting machines. The fraud at the polls is a fake-a-rama concocted by the Republicans to restrict Democratic voting. Don't fall for it, Brandon. You're smarter than that. 349-1320-866-620. 26-13-20. Matt in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Well, here's what I don't understand is the idea of the secret ballot came in late after democracy came in, and the purpose of it wasn't to hide the identity of people from other people. There's a longer story, but why are we still doing the secret ballot when it's so easy to just sign a paper ballot?
Well, I don't know. What's the difference? What's the difference? We have some sort of secrecy. What difference does it make one way or the other? Leave it alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Because the problem is here, whether you do a paper ballot or not, they can still just throw away paper ballots, whether you voted for it or not. They should be signing the ballot. They'd always be accountable. Why are people so afraid of it? I think
people want to keep that private. And even though privacy, why? You want to have sex in private, or do you want to have it in front of everybody?
Our representatives.
Do you want, Matt? Do you want to have sex in private? You want to have it in
front? Everybody's so cowardly. Drop the part about home of the brave.
Yeah. Man, Matt dropped me. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Eric in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Enid. I would just like to say that I think we should have voting, we should require IDs to vote. I'm a very active political Democrat, go around door to door in my neighborhood trying to recruit people. But when I go and vote and they don't check for an ID, I just think it's a completely broken process.
Well, it's not a broken process. And here's a federal report that says that they have discovered very little fraud. It's really a plot by the Republicans. Are you a Democrat, Eric?
I'm a very active Democrat.
Okay,
yes.
it's a plot by the Republicans to restrict the voting. And the real fraud is when they install broken machines in heavily Democratic districts so that the lines are 5 miles long and you have to wait 50 million hours in order to vote. When the patches are illegal patches into the e-voting system, when there's no transparency about the software, when you can easily hack into the system and the totals seems not to tally correctly. I mean, that's the real fraud. This is just a smokescreen.
Yeah, I just think we should have IDs. I do have another opinion.
But not everybody can afford to do it, Eric. So you people who don't... Voting is something that anybody should be able to do. It amounts, I think, to a poll tax if you require this. What else?
I just wanted to say I enjoy your show. I really love your passion. I wish that you could do a little bit more in-depth research when you discuss a paper article and those types of things. If you could do more research behind it and try to find out, you know, do a little more digging and provide more.
Darling, we do as much as we possibly can. But if you can add to the information, we're always happy to have that happen. And I thank you very much for listening and for calling. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Neil in Garden Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Enid. Hi. Hey, I think you're right. If it's not broke, don't fix it. This is a distraction. We should be talking about General Batiste. Three military officials who went in front of a hearing. It doesn't matter if it was Democratic or Republic, you know. This guy's been trying to be heard. They're telling all of us that the field commanders have been asking for more troops. They're telling us Rumsfeld personally screens generals. They're telling us that Rumsfeld threatened to fire people, you know, before if they kept talking about post-war Iraq. That should be enough right there, you know.
Somehow it hasn't broken through. I mean, we see those reports, we've heard Batiste, but it hasn't broken through the way I wish it would have.
And that's why we need to keep talking about it.
That's right. And I think this voter, this fraud thing is a complete distraction. And I can't believe Democrats calling, people who identify themselves as Democrats, are calling in to say, we got to keep fraud for the poll. The real fraud is the e-voting. The real fraud is guys like Kenneth Blackwell from Ohio, who had broken voting machines in the heavily Democratic districts where you would have to wait hours to vote. And then you didn't get an honest tally.
That's true.
That's the real fraud. I don't know why people are being so seduced into these distractions, the smokescreen.
There's so much going on. There's people right in front of us. They want to be heard. Let them be heard. Have more hearings. I thought they were going to have a couple more of those hearings. The whole thing's disappeared. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I thank you for the call.
You,
and you know what else? I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is exactly a blueprint. Dickie is a blueprint for Arnold. I think when you vote for Arnold, you got Dickie, who looked good on the surface, who had no experience. Arnold has no experience either in government. Dickie was mediocre his whole life, came in the least experienced president we've ever had with government. And look, I mean, the whole thing, everything they've done has been incompetent. Tony in Oroville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, is that for Tony in Oroville?
It is Tony in Oroville. Hi.
Hi, Enid. You're doing great.
Thank you.
On the voting document?
Yes.
Back in the old days of the Cold War, and you probably wouldn't remember this unless you're a lot older than I think you are, One of the bad things about the Soviet Union was that they required an internal passport.
Oh.
Now, what we've got nowadays is the government is working towards requiring everybody to have a picture ID issued by a government agency. And if you think it's a joke, you know, if you're walking down the street in a dubious neighborhood and Officer Friendly comes over and buzzes you, he's going to ask for your driver's license or your state ID. You're very likely to be arrested if you don't have it. Over.
Thank you very much, Tony. A police state. Well, in some ways, I think you have that. You have an administration that's already listening in on your phone calls. It doesn't want you to listen in on its phone calls. It doesn't even want to tell you who made up the Energy Commission that gave it so much advice in the early days of the administration. They still won't do it, even though there's been a court case about it. So, my goodness, have I forgotten a break? I have. Uh-oh. I mean, it's Goldstein time now to check traffic and weather together with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. Well, traffic is still a mess. If you're traveling eastbound on Cap City Freeway at Fulton Avenue, we still have that three-vehicle crash blocking lanes. Westbound 50 between Stockton Boulevard and Watt Avenue also moving at a crawl with a multi-vehicle accident at 59th, another one at 65th and Stockton Boulevard. Also just popping up on the board on the on-ramp, Cap City Freeway at N Street. Look out for a crash there. And eastbound 50 at Highway 99, we have another accident being reported. News 10 is saying it's going to be chilly tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Currently 81, more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that moment you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is for Lee.
At Cash Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
CTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. In Los Angeles, Mary Varela talks about her son-in-law, baseball star Corey Lytle.
He's a wonderful guy, passionate in everything he did. I love him. He'll be missed.
Lytle's passion for flying prompted a sightseeing trip around Manhattan today that ended tragically. The New York Yankee pitcher and his flight instructor were killed when their small plane crashed into a high-rise apartment building, touching off a fire. Mayor Mike Bloomberg says there were no fatalities among the residents.
There were two people in one of the apartments on the 41st floor when the plane actually hit, and at least some part of the plane came into the apartment where they were. Luckily enough for them, they were able to run out the door to the hallway.
Brian Cashman is the Yankees general manager.
We're incredibly saddened by this news today.
Lytle leaves a wife and six-year-old son. In Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, the Amish one-room schoolhouse where five girls were murdered last week will be demolished tomorrow. Wayne Wiggins is a local fireman.
They asked some of those children to walk over that threshold again and utilize that school again would be very, very tough. I think that would be very tough on anybody to go back into that situation.
A garage on an Amish farm in the area has been turned into a temporary classroom. You've seen him on Al-Qaeda videos, the young American who preaches the message of radical Islam and justifies terrorist attacks. Federal authorities have had enough. Today, 28-year-old Adam Gadon was indicted on the death penalty charge of treason. Powerful stuff, says CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Although the language of the treason provision in the Constitution is pretty vague, all you have to do is give aid and comfort to the enemy to be guilty of it, it's rarely been invoked because the burden of proof is high and because Congress has passed laws that make similar conduct a serious crime anyway. Treason is sort of like the nuclear option for federal crimes.
Gadon is believed to be in or near Pakistan, where he allegedly attended Al-Qaeda training camps and served as a translator. At the UN tomorrow, the United States will present a draft resolution to punish North Korea for its nuclear tests.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The president wants stiff sanctions
to ensure there are serious repercussions for the regime in Pyongyang.
Mr. Bush used a news conference to repeatedly defend a diplomatic approach to North Korea with other countries.
One has a stronger hand when there's more people playing your same cards.
And 3 days after the underground explosion, President Bush says the U.S. is still working to confirm whether North Korea has gone nuclear, but he says the claim itself is a threat to peace. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan urges the United States and North Korea to negotiate, preferably one-on-one.
The talks are necessary, whether it's done in the context of the six-party talks or separately, one must talk.
The Dow fell 15 points today, closing at 11,852. The Nasdaq down 7 points to 2308. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
Driving around with worn-out shocks and struts can reduce ride quality, handling, braking, and even cause premature tire wear. Fortunately, this month in Napa, you can get mail-in rebates of up to $60 on the purchase of Napa Sensitrac and Reflex shocks and struts. Plus, all Napa shocks and struts are engineered to be as good or better than the ones that originally came on your car. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
It was bad enough that burglars broke into a Seattle pet store, but they brutalized the animals. Heather Bosch of station KIRO paid a visit today.
At this pet store and shelter,
these are the babies.
Volunteer Caitlin McQuinn tends to cats and customers.
Because we've had people come in or call in just so distraught.
It was a massacre in here.
The owner of Animal Talk, Missy Young, says burglars kicked, killed, and stole animals. But now the community's rallied, donating time and money.
The outpouring of support has been incredible.
Here, they've seen the worst people can do, and
the absolute best, yeah.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
A biotech company in Sausalito, California is going out of business, saying there's not enough demand for cloned cats. Genetic Savings and Clone offered replacement cats made from the genetic material of beloved cats that died. But there were few orders even after the price was lowered from $50,000 to $32,000.
Party alert!
New rule,
Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live. I am with you from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And you can join the conversation at 349-1320 or toll-free 866-626-1320. In the CBS News, you probably heard the story that that company in Sausalito is going out of business that clones your cat for $50,000. Well, they knocked down the price to $32,000. Do you know that they are now selling cats that if you're allergic or kind of sneeze-proof cats? There are cats that have don't have the gene, or somehow it just happened that these cats developed, and so now they're breeding them, and I think it's proprietary, so that they neuter them before you ever get them in case you wanted to breed them on your own. These are no allergy cats, non-allergenic cats or less allergenic cats, so they don't make you sneeze as much. Softy doesn't make you sneeze as much. The numbers, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And I want to just remind you that the debate tonight may be the only one that Doolittle will participate in with Charlie Brown, scheduled from 7:30 to 9:30 tonight. If you live in Rockland and Rockland and Granite Bay and so on, and you are subscribers to StarCast Media, you'll be able to watch it in your area, but not very many people. It's not a very large audience, but it will be streamed on news10.net and at kcra.com. Those are two places where you can watch the debate. And Charlie was a guest on Al Franken's show today, so I think he's going to town, and I think he's going to take down Deep Doolittle. What do you think? We have been talking about voting. We have been talking about the fact that the Republicans are trying to restrict voting. They argue that that illegals can get to vote and so forth, and Democrats are saying illegals are sneaking across the border for a job, not to vote, and Democrats are saying that the Republicans want to restrict the voting. And there is a new report out at a time when many states are instituting new requirements for voting registrations. There's a new report out by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. USA Today was able to obtain a preliminary report, and it turns out that there's not very much fraud at all. So the idea that you need to present ID or any kind of a picture ID or any kind of ID to vote, if you're poor, if you're disabled, it really amounts to a poll tax, I think. The real fraud, it's a smokescreen. The real fraud that's going on is the e-voting. That is the real fraud. And I want to talk to you about there's a book out by Sam Harris, and there is more realization around the world that Islam and European or American values are just not compatible with each other. Europe appears to be crossing an invisible line regarding its Muslim minorities. More people in the political mainstream are arguing that Islam cannot be reconciled with European values. And you know, you had that filmmaker, and he was murdered. The Pope said that Islam is an angry religion, and then they threatened him and killed a nun. So this is what people are starting to say, and maybe it's true. I don't know. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I bring it up because there are a bunch of Muslim cab drivers in Minneapolis, and they say that their faith prohibits them from driving passengers with alcohol. And it has sparked a debate as to how far Minneapolis needs to go to accommodate Islamic law. Well, let me give you a similar kind of an example. You had pharmacists who said they would not dispense the morning after pill because, or birth control to a single woman, because it conflicted with their faith. So if you were afraid that you might be pregnant, you could forget about it if you go to that kind of a pharmacy manned by that kind of a person. And I'm saying it's a medical issue, and your religious beliefs should not be a part of the equation. If somebody's doctor says you should be prescribed birth control and the morning after pill, then that's what you should be prescribed. And if you get into a taxi cab in Minneapolis and you happen to have a bottle of wine with you, these Muslim cabbies are not going to drive you around because it conflicts with their faith. So you know what I would say to them? They need to get a different kind of a job. 349-1320. Am I going to be held hostage to anybody's religious beliefs? I can't carry you around because you've got a bottle of booze in the car with you, and my faith prevents me from being anywhere near it. Well, I don't know. Does your faith prevent you from being anywhere near it, or prevents you from drinking it? It's not okay for you to, if you're a cab driver, are you saying what people can and cannot bring into your cab? Because, by that token, maybe you can't bring pork into the cab. Maybe you've got some fancy gourmet bacon that you were going to bring as a gift to somebody in Minneapolis. Maybe you were going to bring them some steaks. I don't know if steaks would qualify, but pork products, pork tenderloin, bacon, spare ribs in the taxi with you. Maybe you were going to, maybe you wanted to have the taxi driver deliver you some spare ribs from the fancy restaurant that does this great barbecue. But you got a Muslim cab driver, and I don't think they eat pork. They don't eat pork, but they might not deliver it either, because here's what's happening. Muslim cab drivers at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport have been refusing to take passengers who carry wine or spirits from duty-free stores or who are loaded down with bottles after visiting wine country. So you go to wine country, and that's without the H, wine country, you come back to Minneapolis because a lot of the stuff, it's expensive to ship it out of state, and I don't know, maybe some states don't allow you to ship it in, bring it in. You've gone to the Napa Valley, and you're coming back with a lot of wine, and you get a taxi, and you say, and you're exhausted because you had to go through all the screening, and they wouldn't let you take any little gels, and if you had chapstick, forget that, they're hauling you off to the pokey. I mean, and now you're home, or you're in Minneapolis, or if that's your destination, maybe it's your home, maybe it's where you're visiting. You brought all this wine for your friends because you live in California and you want to tell them how great wine country is, and you get a taxi driver at the airport who is a Muslim, and he's not taking you anyplace. So you get into the taxi, and you say, taxi, take me to my hotel. Driver, please take me to my hotel. Forget about it. He says, not taking you anywhere. 349-1320. We have one line available. 866-626-1320. I would say, you know what? Get a different job. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So my question is, how's the cab even going to let you get in the cab with him, Enid?
He's
like, you're not allowed to have a single woman in an enclosed space with you when you're a Muslim.
Oh my God! And I'm not in a the veil. What do you call it? Abaya. The Iranians call it an abaya and a burqa. I have burqa in stocks though.
Right. What if you're not adequately clothed to suit our Muslim cab driver?
I don't know, but if you've got wine, forget it. You're not going anywhere. But you know what they're doing? They're making him go back to the end of the line, and it could be like another 3 hours before you get a fare. But how? What if I had some spare ribs?
Exactly. Well, I was going to say, what if you had a pork chop sandwich? I don't know. I think it's kind of like it seems to me that the cities give out the right to have a taxi cab.
Well, a taxi cab is a public conveyance. You cannot say, you know what? My religion prevents me from picking up people who are Chinese. I can't
right.
do
I
it. I can't
like
pick up anybody who's black either, and if they're Jewish, forget it. They're not getting into my taxi. That is sort of the same kind of, you can't, you've got a public conveyance here. You're not allowed to discriminate, are you? And if it's your religious belief, then I would say get a job that doesn't conflict with your religious beliefs.
Right, it's like the pharmacist issue. It's the same deal.
I think it's exactly the same deal. Mike, thank you. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Lines are open. If some of you are Muslim and you want to call in and comment on it, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Tiny in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. You know, I really agree with what your take is, but I'm going to go ahead and be devil's advocate for a moment. And the way I'm going to say is, not all of those things are, it's the right of the public to be able to ride those. In fact, if it's a private company, and if it's owned by an Arab or whatever, a Muslim, they can do whatever the heck they want.
Well, I think, don't you have to get a medallion from the city or the state in order to run your taxi? Otherwise, you're running a gypsy operation. You're running a jitney gypsy taxi. That's what you're doing. And you have to have some kind of licensure to have a public conveyance like a taxi. You have to take an exam so that we know you're a safe driver. And the cab in New York, they have medallions, I think, in San Francisco, so that you only have X number of taxis on the road.
Right, but the thing is like, I remember I went into this shop one time to get some, I don't know, it was like a razor sharpened or something for, like, hair trimmers. And this guy, he was smoking a cigarette in there, and he had a sign, and it said, "I have the right to refuse any service to anybody." That's his business. And I said, "Dude, do you have to smoke?" He's like, "Yes, yeah, my business. You can get out if you want." And it just, you know, it was.
It's not the same. It's not the same as a taxi situation. Taxis are different. They're licensed differently, I believe. So I don't think they can turn anybody down. If you can, I've seen the signs that say I can refuse you service if you're not wearing shoes, and if you smell bad and you don't have a shirt on and you didn't shave under your arms, we're not going to serve you. But I think it's a different situation, though. Good try, though. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. That opens up a line. Steve in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hey, the cabs are no different than the guy that owns a grocery store or a pharmacist or anything else. They're private contractors, and they're allowed to make the rules that they want. They can't discriminate by race or creed or color or anything else, but they are private contractors.
Well, then they are discriminating. You're bringing some wine in, and their religious beliefs conflict, and I say get another job.
It's their business.
I don't think so. They're licensed. They have to get medallions, and I don't think they can turn people away. In fact, in New York, if there were lots of lawsuits if you were somebody who was black and you had your hand up and they bypassed you.
Allowed to choose to run their business how they want within the realm of the state. How would you like?
Yeah, but the state. I think the state. But that phrase in within the realm of the state, I think, is critical here, Steve. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Walter in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Walter.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I've taken several cabs. That's just part of my life, and you know. It's interesting. It seems that majority of cab drivers nowadays are Muslims and Indians as well, which would be a Hindu religion. And, you know, for the most part, I've never had any problem with,
tell me what your point is.
Well, at one point I had a Muslim cab driver in Baltimore pull over at a liquor store and told him I wanted to go pick up a six-pack. See, he had no problem with that.
Well, but he was somebody who had no problem with it. There are some of these cab drivers in Minneapolis, and if you are coming out of the airport and you're laden with bottles of wine, maybe you've been in wine country, maybe you've been in the Napa Valley, bringing it as gifts, or you're bringing it home with you, they refuse to transport you. Is that right or wrong? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's a bad thing, but I mean, I've run into in my life probably much more intolerance from the Christian religion, and I just, in general...
Well, that's all right. You can be intolerant, but when it comes to driving a taxi cab, I think they got to take you where you want to go. 349-1320. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. I just want to get somewhere, and so do you. You're coming back from a trip. You get in the taxi cab. You're paying that astronomical, you know, $1,000 to get from the taxi, from the airport to your destination, to home, you know, and you pay all the tolls, too. It's $5 zillion to get home in a cab. If you're not taking the, super shuttle or a bus light rail or, you know, BART or whatever you can take, the L if you're in Chicago, you want to go home and you've got your wine. What's wrong with that? Paul in Loomis, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I guess my only thought, I completely agree that no one should be able to refuse the service for things like of this nature. But it's true that taxi cabs actually are a private industry, though they are publicly licensed, very similar to a restaurant. A restaurant is also publicly licensed by the state for their sanitary purposes, but they also have the right to refuse service to anyone. I may not actually.
Well, wait a minute. They can't refuse services to anyone because service to anyone. I mean, look at Denny's. When Denny's was cited for not serving black people in the same way that they were serving whites, they got into a lot of problems.
Well, you'd actually have to be able to prove it in a court of law that they were discriminating against.
Well, there was a settlement, or there were court cases along those lines.
Yeah, like I said, I agree with you that it shouldn't be, but you know, it's up to them to decide.
So that's okay with you, the Muslims, and say, well, listen, I'm a pharmacist. I'm not going to dispense a birth control pill to you. You're not getting and you know what? I'm not giving you, I'm the pharmacist, Paul, and you get no Viagra either, because you know what? It conflicts with my religious beliefs. I'm a member of the Church of No Viagra for Men.
Hold on a second, because I agree with you. What I am saying is that there has to be an actual law against this, against discrimination that they are actually inflicting upon you, and can be proven in a court of law for it to be illegal.
I think this is a public conveyance, and I think if you have a problem with it as a taxi driver, I think you should get another job. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. There is one line open. Joe in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I just wanted to comment. First of all, I'm a new listener, and I love your show.
Thank you. How did you find us? Did you see one of our billboards? I've seen two already.
I saw a billboard on Highway 65 by Lincoln.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Good. But what I wanted to say is I totally agree with you. I think these guys are regulated by the city or the Public Utilities Commission. And I think when you talk about refusing service to people, I think it's a matter of a safety issue. Now, if you're in this cab and you're drinking and you're drunk and you're obnoxious and he says, get out of my cab, that's one thing. But if he's refusing you because you have a bottle of wine that you purchased, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's not good business to begin with, because you're losing the fare from the...
That's right. He's got to go back. One alternative is to put him back at the line, and it could be three more hours before they get a fare who might also have a lot of wine with them.
Absolutely. You know, these people who go in and out of the airport collects a fee from these taxis. The city collects a fee from them. They have to get a license from the city taxi franchise board. I mean, it's a very regulated industry, and you're right. It is a public conveyance. And so, you know, a restaurant isn't going to tell someone just to leave, or a store's not going to tell someone just to leave, unless they're a nuisance or they're creating a disturbance or a problem. And at that point, you know, a bus driver can tell you to get off the bus if you're drunk or abusive.
Well, what if the bus driver is driving the bus and you walk on with wine and spare ribs? He'll say, you're conflicting with my religious beliefs, get off my bus.
Well, then the bus driver, I agree with you 100%, he's in the wrong profession.
He's in the, that's right. Joe, I thank you very much for the call, and thanks for finding us. I appreciate it. 349-1320, Preston, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Preston.
Hi, Enid. I actually just had an experience with a Muslim shuttle driver from the Denver International Airport.
Uh-huh.
I just got back into town from North Carolina, and I was riding along, and the Muslim driver turned to me, and he said that the previous customer he had left a six-pack of beer in his van, and he doesn't drink because he's a Muslim, and he asked me if I'd take it off his hands.
So did you?
I did, actually. I didn't drink a lot myself, but I shared it with my neighbors. So, I mean, you know, in some instances, it can be a hassle if Muslims don't take people on their ride. But in other cases, you know, it works out fine.
You're the happy beneficiary.
Exactly.
Thank you.
One last thing. I do think the Muslim faith can be very compatible with democracy. I think the real issue in many Arab countries that works against democracy is that we prop up dictators in places like Saudi Arabia and Egypt.
Yes, but Preston, here the Pope makes a statement that says, you know, Islam can be aggressive, and they right away they kill a nun and they threaten the Pope. I mean, what
right.
You know, is this a religion that has been hijacked by radical people who are hateful and awful, or is this a fundamental part of this religion?
I think the bigger thing is the context in which the Pope's remarks were made. You know, I think we also have a problem with Christianity being hijacked. I mean, we have jets named the Crusaders, and, you know, the cavalry. What's that? That's about the crucifixion, the death and resurrection of Christ, but we have a huge part of our army is named the cavalry, in which they go into... You know, they're killing Native Americans before and talking about how they're good Christians.
Yeah, but we're talking about right now, Preston. What do we know other than...
And now we're killing tribal people in the Middle East.
All right. Well, I thank you for your call. As always, an interesting point of view. Thank you, Preston. 349-1320, 866, 620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to, we have one line open, you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. Well, we have a few problems to be wary of. Let's see. Westbound 50, just east of Prairie City Road. Look out for a big rig that's smoking from its brakes. Southbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue. Multiple vehicle crash, still blocking the fast lane there. And if you happen to be traveling on State Route 193 at Taylor Road, I know it's up in the high country, but just want to be careful of a deer that's on the fog line. And it doesn't say that it's been hit, so that might be a live deer there. Please use some extra caution, okay? Well, of course, News 10 is reporting that it's going to be chilly tonight, dropping into the low 50s. Sunny again tomorrow and nice with highs in the low 80s. We're back down to 79 now. More Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
There are
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and Elm in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world.
Mitt
this is not
Romney
the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Enid Now,
349-1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, oh, it's downhill from here, and we're getting closer and closer into leaping in the arms of the weekend. We have one line open, 349-1320, 866-620-1620. I want to remind you again that what may be the only debate between Charlie Brown and Deep Doolittle will take place tonight, 7:30 to 9:30. If you're not in the Starstream cable viewing area, the area served by Starstream Cable, it will stream live, this debate. News10.net will have it, and KCRA.com, both so that you can observe. I think it's going to be delicious. I think it's going to be really good. And let's put out really good energy for Charlie to trounce Doolittle on the debate, as I think he is going to trounce him at the polls. I think Charlie's going to take him. That's what I think. Let's head over to Bill. What we're talking about is a situation in Minneapolis where there are lots of Muslim cabbies, and they are refusing to take people who have wine with them. Well, how would they know? Well, let's say you get off from the airport. You get out of the airport, you know, bedraggled, as often happens when you've been on a flight, and you're loaded down with bottles that you bought at maybe the duty free shop. Maybe it's been an international flight, or maybe you were in wine country and now you want to get home or get to your destination. And if it's a Muslim cabbie who has a religious problem with it, he's not going to take you anywhere. And I'm saying it. So how different is this from the pharmacist who says, you know what, I have a religious problem. I am not going to fill your prescription for the morning after pill or for birth control because you're single. Nobody's ever not filling a guy's prescription for Viagra, I noted. It seems like their religious beliefs never conflict in that direction. 349-1320, Bill in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
You know, that so happens that I drove taxi cab around 50 years ago back in Minneapolis when I went to the University of Minnesota.
And did you haul people around who had wine, or were they just whining?
Well, both. I hauled a lot of drunks. But what I wanted to tell you, that to the best
of my knowledge... Well, that's it. What about hauling a drunk? He's got wine inside of him. It may not be in as visible position as a bottle, but he's saturated in the stuff, yes.
Yeah, a lot of those. What I wanted to tell you, to the best of my knowledge, that driver had no right to refuse you. And if you have his cab number, every cab has a number painted on it. And if you have his cab number and the make a cab, it's probably either yellow cab, blue and white, or red and white. I don't think that's changed back there. It's regulated by the city of Minneapolis.
Well, they're so nice in Minneapolis. They're trying to work with these cabbies, and maybe there's a shortage of cabbies, so maybe they have to. But I'm saying, you know what, if this conflicts with your religious beliefs, get a different job. Because we want to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, if you got his number, you write the taxi cab inspector, the city of Minneapolis, city hall, city of Minneapolis, the cab number, the time, the date. That guy could lose his taxi cab license, his license to drive.
That's a good idea, Bill. But what they're also doing is they're going to try to fiddle around with the idea of putting a special light on the top of a cab that tells you whether or not he'll haul you if you've got liquor. If you have liquor, if you have spare ribs, if you're loaded.
I never heard of such a thing before until you complained about it.
Well, you know, that's why
I sympathize with you.
That's why you want to listen to Enid Live. You never know what you're going to hear. Bill, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Dan in Sac. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dan.
This is Stan.
Hi, Dan. Yes, I know. Welcome.
Not Dan, Stan.
Oh, Stan. I'm so sorry. Sorry.
Hey, have you ever worked as a bus or a taxi driver?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever worked as a bus or taxi driver?
No, I have not.
Well, I didn't have extensive experience. I worked one day as a taxi driver, but most of the my longest job was with as a letter carrier. But I was thinking about what you were saying this evening, and I thought, well, gee, that sounds pretty logical. But as a child, I used to think, well, a little overindulgence of alcohol or drugs, that's not dangerous. But then I happened to get married to someone that had troubles with alcohol. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And believe me, I didn't think it was funny for the next 16 years of my marriage. Drugs and alcohol sometimes are abused. They can be used as an excuse for antisocial behavior.
Yes, but Stan, so can cars. You know, you drive a car. Dan, you're driving a car. Driving a car can also be a dangerous thing. So are you telling me that nobody should ever drive a car? Are you saying this because some people abuse alcohol and nobody should ever drink it anyway? What we're talking about is whether you have some bottles of wine, whether the cabbie ought to take you where you're asking to be driven. That's really the issue here.
If you foresee that somebody is abusing alcohol and you might be carting a problem, wouldn't it be smarter to avoid that problem and a possible danger to your life?
Stan, let me ask you a question. If you had a brother, would he like cheese? I mean, here's the, you know, if you had these, you can live in the realm of hypotheticals. I do thank you for the call. If Stan had a brother, would he like cheese? Well, maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. Bob in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to tell you, I'm going on.
Have you got a radio on? You've got to have your radio off.
I turned the radio off just
thank
now.
You.
I'm driving
thank
around
you.
Here in Miller Park, beautiful place. Lots of animals, including me. But I wanted to let you know that guy talked about Calvary. The Calvary where Christ was crucified is spelled different than the animal Calvary in the army. I had a big argument with a nun when I was in parochial school about it.
Okay.
But the Mount Calvary has the L before the V, and the Calvary that they ride on has the L before the RY at the end. So it's the guy's way off base. I don't know where the hell, well, pardon my language, I don't know where he got it. And I do agree with you. Charlie Brown is going to kick Doolittle's butt back retirement where he belongs after taking. He's got $300,000.
He's got a. And you know what? Here's the thing. He's got a pretty big butt too.
Yes, and I think some of my friends are conservative like you. Don't count the chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, don't count your chicken.
Believe Pombo's going to lose too, and I believe that all.
Well, the Modesto Bee finally is not endorsing for the first time. The Modesto Bee is not endorsing Pombo. They're endorsing Jerry McNerney, who's going to be on Scott and Sims on the Morning Retort at 8:00 tomorrow morning.
Who is
Jerry McNerney? Yeah, so you can hear him. Right here.
He's trailing in 3%. That is before the Mark Foley incident. But I think Mark Foley just brought a tsunami along with him. There's a lot of misconstrued things there, but which I would like to explain, but I won't. I haven't got the time. But the thing is, they're falling in their own mud, what they created, you know, the anti-gay amendment. I call it the trap to gay marriage amendment that they tried to pass. And they're hypocrites, and they're finally even some, not many, of the religious right of whom I know are really confused right now, and confusion leads to not voting R. I'd look for a big tsunami unless something.
Well, I hope so, but I don't think we can count our chickens before they're hatched. But Bob, I like that, a tsunami. That's good, a salami tsunami.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tsunami is a tsunami. You remember that? I told you second. I told you first last week. Bye-bye.
349 opens up a line, 1320, 866, 620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley, who has been wonderful to come in and help us out today. Lisa West is under the weather.
She's going to be better.
She's going to be better. I know. We're all going to be better.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be better after the debate tonight, too.
And traffic is looking better, too.
Ooh.
That's always a bonus. Southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue. That crash has been pushed roadside. Rio Linda Boulevard at Montague Way. We still have a 3-vehicle crash blocking lanes there. State Route 193 at Taylor Road. Look out for a deer roadside. We're not sure if it's been hit or not, so we'll check out there. And Madison Avenue at Watt Avenue, we have a really strange thing going on. This man is near the light. He ran out to a vehicle and was trying to get into this woman's car. And the man, reportedly, is carrying a cardboard sign and drinking a beer. So look out for that. It's going to drop into the low 50s tonight. Sunny and nice again tomorrow with highs in the 80s. 79 now on AM 1320.
The people had spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
How would you like to cut your mortgage?
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. That is you and me. You and me is the internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 643 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. We don't have a lot of time to wrap it up, but here's the story. In Minneapolis, at the airport, Minneapolis-St. Paul International, there are lots of Muslim cab drivers who say that their faith prohibits them from driving passengers with alcohol, and it has sparked a debate. So some of them will not take you. You come laden with bottles of wine that you've just bought either at the airport, the duty-free shop, if you're coming off an international flight, or you have been to the Napa Valley, or you're visiting somebody and, you know, throw in a couple of spare ribs as well. And they will not take you. And there is one group that is president of, one group called the Free Muslim Coalition, which advocates separation of church and religion and government, and the head of that group says these taxi drivers basically think they're living in their own countries where it's okay to impose your religious beliefs upon others. Well, you know what? How different is that from the pharmacist who won't fill your prescription for birth control because you are single, never mind that it might have been prescribed for acne or for some other reason, because it prohibits, it collides with his religious beliefs. None of his business. It's between you and your doctor. If the cab driver's got a problem, he ought to get another job. 349-1320, Jack in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jack. Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the call. I agree with you with the cab driver and the pharmacist who won't give the pills. The thing is, the public accommodation laws of the Civil Rights Act force the cab driver not to force his biases or personal habits on you. But the larger picture that you alluded to earlier about, can we have a society where in the Netherlands they kill a movie producer because they don't like what he says, or they threaten a legislator because they don't like what she says?
Right.
This is raising issues that are very serious and that we should be talking about at a much higher level. We can't let this just slide until we get into a crisis with somebody being killed and we react viscerally. This deserves a lot of attention, and I appreciate you bringing up this matter.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thanks very much for calling us as well. I think it's just the beginning of the discussion. It's the beginning. You know, for us, it's hard to have that discussion because we are a country of religious tolerance. And I think post 9/11, what we believed was that some people, 19 people, hijacked not only the airplanes but a whole religion. And now there's some worry whether or not the two values are compatible fundamentally or they are not.
Well, this country was founded on religious freedom, and it is very much part of the basis of our larger freedoms. And I think it's really hard for me to accept, and I come from the more liberal side of the spectrum, that they can move to this country and then say, start dictating about what the range of my freedoms are.
Well, or in other European countries, in France, for example, they're hijacking a lot of what's going on in France. And certainly the Netherlands, which is a very tolerant country, is now giving people who come into the country DVDs on, because they're tolerant in terms of sexual diversity, they're showing in the DVDs pictures of men kissing each other, men romantically involved, women romantically involved with each other, and giving those to people coming in from Muslim countries, people who are Muslim, saying, look, these are our values, and this is what we support. And you know, I say, if this isn't what you can support, then I don't think, I think you need to pick a country where you're more compatible.
I agree totally. This country was born out of the Enlightenment, and we did have a rather nice progression, slow, but at least a progression towards greater enlightenment. That has been stymied and stifled for the last 5-6 years, but hopefully, you know, we'll come to our senses and we'll start thinking again, and intellect will triumph over emotion.
Oh, I'm praying for that happy day to occur. Jack, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. Sam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sam. Hi, Sam. Are you here?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Enid, what's your background? What religion are you?
Tell me what your point is.
No. Tell me.
I'm not playing. I'm not here to play 20 questions with you. Tell me what your point is on the subject that we're discussing. And the subject that we're discussing is Muslim cab drivers in Minneapolis, St. Paul, at the airport, at the international airport. They want some of them, and a large number of them apparently will not take you where you want to go if you've got any wine with you because it collides with their religious beliefs. So, what are your thoughts about that?
So they could be wrong about that. It's not the end of the world or the beginning of the world. It does not stop on a cab walk. There's another cab. This cab driver, they will not take you because you're not dressed right. It happens in New York. It happens in San Francisco.
Well, wait a minute. But what should your religious beliefs have to do? Why are someone's religious beliefs imposed on me when all I want to do is get from point A to point B?
I'll tell you. You have been picking on Muslims and on Arabs on your show endlessly.
I'm not picking on Muslims, and I'm not picking on Arabs on my show endlessly, Sam. I'm asking, is it fair to impose religious beliefs on somebody when it's about a taxi ride?
You have a problem.
No, don't make it about me, Sam. Answer the question. No.
You have a problem.
No, you have a problem. Talk about the subject at hand. Is it fair for somebody to impose their religious beliefs on you and won't take you on a taxi ride because you've got a couple of bottles of wine with you?
In the Muslim faith, if he's devout Muslim, he should not be sitting with a person that's drinking or carrying a drink with him.
All right, so let me ask you, should he be sitting in a taxi with a woman?
Person, he'll give him a ride home. A person choosing to carry a drink with him, and he sees that he has a problem. He tells them.
Wait a minute, Sam. Let me ask you: should he be transporting a woman in his taxi cab if he's a devout Muslim?
He transports a woman in a taxi cab when he's a devout Muslim.
What?
Maybe it would be the same thing as you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
First of all, your cell phone is breaking up, and secondly, you're ducking the question. If he's a devout Muslim, should he even have a woman in the taxi cab?
Yeah, I'm saying a woman by itself and him by himself, right?
Right.
If he wants to adhere to everything, maybe he's not. I don't know, right? I don't know that part. Maybe he's not. What I'm telling you is there is no harm to anybody by person refusing that cabinet.
Yes, there is. You know, what harm is it if your doctor prescribes something and the pharmacist says it conflicts with his religious beliefs and he's not going to fill your prescription?
You can go to the next pharmacy.
Oh, you go to the next pharmacist. So yes. It's okay for your religious, it's going to take you 15 taxi cabs to get home, Sam. That's the trouble. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Is Sam right about this? He says, you just get another cab. That's it. Go to another pharmacy. If the pharmacist doesn't want to fill your prescription for the morning after pill or for birth control and you're single, go to a different pharmacist. But what if you live in a really small town and there are not too many pharmacies around there? Really small towns where there are only a very limited number of pharmacies. Then what? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. I'm offended by the fact that somebody's going to impose their religious beliefs on me. I don't care who it is. And it takes the form of a mundane issue of being transported from point A to point B. To me, I don't know why. I'm really offended by it. What are your thoughts? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
One last time, Enid. Let's see. State Route 49, Highway 49 up in the high country at Luther Road. We have a crash there that doesn't seem to be causing too many problems. However, it was a broken truck with a camper, so hopefully nobody's hurt inside the camper. Also, Rio Linda Boulevard at Montague Way. We still have three vehicles involved in a crash. The CHP unit has just arrived on the scene of that accident. Other than that, we're doing pretty good. Temperatures tonight going to drop into the low 50s with clear skies, lots of starshine. Tomorrow is going to be sunny again with highs in the low 80s. And right now we're sitting at 79 degrees at 6:52. More with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth according to Enid. Set you free. Call her now at 349-1320. Don't miss this.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back in together. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Live, local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7 to 7, and I want to remind you, and in case you are going to ask me why are we running a pro-John Doolittle commercial, it's because the FCC requires that if we take Charlie Brown's advertising, we have to take everybody's advertising. So there it is. So we're happy to take Doolittle's money. He's not going to appear at the debate in Nevada City, where actually it's not as red as it is in Rockland, but he will be appearing tonight. Probably the only debate he's going to do in a very limited audience, debating Charlie Brown. We think Charlie's going to take it handily. And you are going to be able to access that debate by going to news10.net or kcra.com. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Marlon in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Marlon.
Yes, I'm a Muslim myself, and I'm just calling in reference to that the previous caller, Sam, about the taxi and that.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I totally disagree. I think the taxi driver's job is to do his job with honesty and integrity. Take the passenger whatever he carries. This is not his issue. And Islam is not imposed by force or imposing your religious belief on somebody else. They have to respect, and you have to respect. There's nothing else more than that, and I totally disagree with that.